This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Excuse me. Whew.
Dougie.
So big, it was terrible.
Dieter.
The Pope said condoms are cool.
Charlie.
Millions of abortions all the time.
And Jeffrey.
My last bobble was a foot long.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Thursday, September 7th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's the number to reach out. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way to get a hold of us is to pick up that phone and dial 866-YO-ROVER. We do have a phone screener today, so it's always a crapshoot whether we have a phone screener here or not. Yeah.
I saw the video from yesterday with Jeffrey and his typing skills.
Yeah, what was it? Eight words per minute?
Seven.
Seven words per minute, yeah.
Do you appreciate me a little bit more now?
Well, he's almost as effective as you when you were, when you're slurring your speech and whatnot.
After a head injury.
Uh huh. But he tried. He did do it. You know, Jeffrey's a very hard worker. I will give him credit for that. And he does aim to please. And he tries. And he is a hard worker. It's hard to watch him type. I'll tell you that. Hard to wait for those phone calls to go up, but
Charlie said he was so frustrated just watching him try to type things.
It really is. And then I'm glad you guys got to witness these seven words per minute. Seven words per minute. What'd you get, Rover?
I think I got 54 words per minute.
54, yeah. Is that average? Or
I think that's probably about average because I'm not really a great typist.
Yeah, you're not, like you said.
I wonder what mine is.
Think with the amount of time that I spend on a computer that I would
be great.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But I never learned. I never had typing in high school. And you'd think even after all this time. And there are a couple of times where I go, you know, I should really. They have little programs that are free that you can download and that will. You can.
It's just repetition. It's just.
I know. I've been doing this for 30 years. Apparently, it's not repetitive enough for me to. Some people are really super fast at it. Doogie's she's a pretty fast typist.
I'm going to try. I don't know what I would get, but I'll try it.
Why don't you do it right now? Okay. I think typingtest.com.
Sure. Comfortable?
What's that?
I got to get comfortable in the positioning of your arms?
It's about 20 degrees here in the studio today for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm actually okay.
It seems cold.
I just noticed something and I apologize.
What's that?
Dieter, are you on a round of steroids or something? I have a side shot of his breasts and his arms.
His breasts?
Yeah, his
breasts.
I
think his shirt is tight.
A little. His chest is huge.
It's the client. I'm telling you.
I got a client. I'm getting some injections of something or other. It's all on the up and up.
Rob, you got to get on this, man. If you're tired all the time, this gives you energy 24/7.
Oh. They did reach out. They go, Rover, you should come in and you should do this. I'm like, I'm too tired to go down there.
Well, they can wheel
get a
you
shot
in.
Of energy or whatever.
They
the
can
hell.
Send an ambulance to pick you up, to take you there, to get an injection, and then you come back.
I'm too tired.
Well, I'd probably be driving the ambulance back. I'd be probably jogging back, right? I'd get there in an ambulance.
It works. I mean, if
what are they getting you? A shot of what? Testosterone?
Yeah.
Does anyone see it? Is it just me, the side shot?
It's just the shirt.
His arms look huge.
Massive. He is cut.
What size shirt is that? Is that a medium?
I think it's 2XL, but...
That's the secret. It's not more
muscle. Get this shot over here, Snitz. Use Doogie's camera.
It looks like it's painted on.
There you go. There's a light in the way,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Dieter, stand up so you can see your big bulging biceps. And
it's just the shirt.
There.
What size is that really?
Is it large? Because he usually wears an XL or 2XL.
He can't reach
the
tag.
I can't reach the tag on my shirt because my arms are too big.
Look at this. He can't reach the tag on his shirt.
It's a large, you dumbass.
Okay. Oh. They gave it to me. This is something else. This is.
That's funny.
I thought it was a 2X, but that's a large?
It's a large.
Oh, boy. It looks like a.
Dude, that thing's going to break.
The Hulk.
Well, the sleeves are very short. It looks like one of those t-shirts like girls wear, you know, like super tight, short sleeves.
If I pull it down, it's to my elbow. They're not like one of your shirts, Rover, where it just barely covers the deltoid.
Let's see.
Feelgreatcleveland.com. Everybody wants to go. Okay. People always go, well, what is it? How do you get there?
Talk slut.
That's it.
Yeah, she's a talk slut. Talk slut.
Mary in St. Louis writes, "You look really cute in your burgundy hoodie today. That color is the hot color this year for fall. Rover, you piss me off. But damn it, you're still cute as F." I think Mary in St. Louis has a little bit of a crush on.
She does. She loves you.
She's cute. Have you met her before? At Roverfest, was it 2 years ago she was there?
I don't recall if I met her.
She calls you out for white privilege all the time, though.
She's mean, and she can be a bitch, and she can love you like there's no tomorrow. I'll
be her slave master in the bedroom.
Okay. So I just did my typing test while we were talking. I was talking to you, and I wasn't really focusing. I had typing speed for 1 minute, 51 words per minute, 0 mistyped words. I was, like, kind of having a conversation while I was doing it.
What was yours?
54.
Whoa.
How's that possible?
I didn't do it during a break. I was talking while we were doing it. So
why don't you take 60 seconds to actually do it? Do a different one.
I know, but
one.
I can't because I keep talking. So I think if
she can't help it.
Yeah, I know. She can't shut up for 1 second.
What?
Let's see. Thomas writes, "You're over 3 things. You mentioned hating emails. Therefore, I'm sending you an email. Number 1, annoyance of email covered. I'm probably unread message number 146,000. What did I say I had? I want to give you an accurate number of.
I think you said 18,000?
No, 26,315.
Oh, my God.
What I have. I'm telling you, I should just deactivate. I do read all of my emails. These 26,000 emails are probably just junk mail that's been accumulating for a year.
So I'll go through, like, once I get over 10,000, I'm under 9 now, but once I get over 10, then I go through and I have to delete. There's something, I don't have enough in me to narrow it down from there, but I can't handle being over 10,000. So I'll go through and I'll delete all the junk, and then I'll unsubscribe, and then they still show up on their stupid junk mail.
Oh, my God, you can't get off of these things. It's impossible.
Don't you have a clutter folder?
Oh, that's filled, too.
Oh,
it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
It helps with mine, getting some of the junk
out
of there.
Yeah, and then sometimes I'll miss an email. I'll go, where is it? It's in the clutter folder, the junk email folder.
That's why I scan through it real quick before I delete it. But
right, so what's the point of having it?
Most of the junk, it does get out, all these spam.
Then he says, your previous coach drivers move empty coaches between cities. Would it be possible if you could? What is it? If you could have the company provide a driver for 450 miles and a new driver takes over Rolling Glory One at that location, and then the new driver takes on and so on and so forth. So you can do it all in one straight shot without stopping. Man, that would be a logistical nightmare. It's a pain in the ass just having one driver. Joseph wants to know if there's ever going to be an update to the Roku app. There will be. I don't know when. I don't know what the time frame is. We're trying to get Livestream to just fix everything first. How about that?
Did you talk to them yesterday? I thought you said you were Are they going to try to help? Or
they said that the issue has been elevated to the CEO. Okay. I don't know what that guy's going to do, but maybe he's a technical wizard himself. Maybe he's going to stop with the financial stuff with the company and the management, and he's going to delve right into... I don't know what's going on with that. In fact, Jay writes, can you switch to a different streaming company already? Livestream makes it so difficult to watch. The stream is constantly being reset. The timeline goes to 0 minutes, 0 seconds available. Then you have to wait 5 minutes before 5 minutes of video get back to the stream. Wait 3 hours till 3 hours is available. This has been going on for a while. Well, I'm confident they will fix the issue. Ryan writes, Rover, I was listening to the replay and I heard the discussion about the hurricane price gouging. What your idiotic staff does not realize is that if the price of that water was not marked up, it would not even be sitting there. Someone who probably already had more than enough water would have hoarded it up. The same kind of outrage is now going on in South Florida. People are trying to get flights out of there at the last minute or shocked the plane tickets are expensive. Not only are last-minute flights typically expensive, but with such high demand, it drives the price up even further. This is exactly the same type of scenario that Charlie mentioned with the rescue boat, but just with planes. There are a lot of naive people in the world.
Sure, very naive. I don't know if you saw the news story yesterday that JetBlue is lowering their prices to $99 for flights up.
They probably don't have any flights either.
So,
I'm being serious. They probably, we'll get some goodwill. We'll say we're lowering our, they have 4 tickets available.
They just lowered their prices, though. I'm letting you know.
How many flights do they have available?
Didn't look into it. Just read the headline.
Why don't we look?
Moved it along.
Why don't we look?
So, just to prove that guy was wrong.
That's a company trying to get goodwill.
Worked on me.
Yeah, this flight went up $800 in a day.
Yeah, that's what you would expect would happen.
I think this is Delta.
Oh, well, no, again, JetBlue lowered their prices to $99.
I'm sure they're all gone, though.
Oh, yeah, somebody trying to fly out of there. All the places were sold out. One of our friends we met in Florida.
So my mom moved down to Florida, Rover, remember?
Yes.
So she's preparing for her first hurricane?
Yes.
Sorry for the stutter. she's not coming home. Like, this would be the perfect weekend to come home. Like, my dad said he would offer to fly her home, and she's like, no, I'm just going to stick around. So she waited an hour and a half for gas yesterday, bought a bunch of supplies, and is just going to hunker down for the hurricane.
Well, good, because she wouldn't be able to get a flight out on JetBlue because it's sold out every single day, Charlie. Yep.
Yeah, but still, they lowered their prices to
$99. That's what I'm saying. They lower their price, but they have no tickets to sell.
That guy's point was that they wouldn't lower their price.
I lowered the price of Roverfest to $5.
Any tickets left?
No, we don't have any tickets, but it's $5.
So not one person got this?
I got in the news. My God, Rover's a great guy.
Did one single person get a ticket for $99?
Maybe one single person
did.
Sure.
There you go. You helped out that one person.
But
good for them.
You have to be more cynical, like me. I look at it as they got
Nancy.
A bunch of free publicity by doing it. That was the motivation.
Sure they did.
And there, you see all kinds of stories about price gouging and people are pissed all over the place because you shouldn't be doing this. I think the attorney general is trying to work on this, too, to make sure that this doesn't happen.
Texas apparently has a law that you're not allowed to price gouge.
So does Florida, I think.
Is that what I thought it was?
Just let capitalism work. Supply and demand.
That's right. Well, so what are you going to do when...
Limit somebody's water supply so they can't get... That's very easy. You keep forgetting this one simple thing where they go, you can only get one case. You get one case of water.
No one's saying that. That's
what we're saying.
Limits.
You should say
that's an easy way to fix it. So
sure.
The fact where somebody says...
Okay, fine.
The hoarding
limit it.
Yeah, fine, limit it. There you go.
You know what people are doing, which is a little tip, because our friends down in West Palm, they're in the direct path of this. This is scary down south. People are freezing gallon bags. They put tap water in gallon bags of Ziploc baggies. They freeze it, and then when it melts, that's their drinking water.
Just go to Home Depot and get a bucket.
Can't put that in the freezer.
Why do you need it to be frozen?
Because they need to keep stuff cold. So once that eventually over days when it starts to melt.
Yeah, people do that with water bottles when their fridge goes out, the power goes out.
Yep.
That's a tip to find out if your refrigerator broke. But also, if you just need water, go get a 5-gallon.
No. It freezes and keeps everything cold. But your power is going to be out for weeks.
Because if you can't find water, the water bottles, if they're sold out, just as a backup to the backup, that's what they're doing.
How long would that last in the freezer?
Longer than not, I guess.
Yeah. You think that long?
I'm just saying if you want some water, fill up a bucket and then get a cup. And then fill up the bucket now because it's clean tap water. Fill up a couple buckets. Then throughout, say everything shuts down, you can't get any water. You have your nice couple buckets of water.
Well, people do that with the bathtub, too. You fill up your bathtub with water.
Oh, you would drink out of that? I would drink her bath water.
Yeah, listen to us. We're the hurricane experts.
You got that down in Florida?
Well, I've been through one, so.
Mark in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Peter, man, I heard somewhere a while back you said you take like 30 supplements a day. Is that true?
Close.
You're a fairly young guy, and you're in good shape. Aren't you worried about later in life health effects and stuff? All that stuff you're pumping in your body?
I mean, everything I take is over-the-counter. I go to my doctor's physical, get blood work and stuff. It's so far so good, man. I'm just worried about right now.
What about I heard that if you take the testosterone, if you stop taking it, it's almost like Botox. If you don't keep up with the stages of it, that it turns into, you start producing estrogen and stuff like that. Isn't that something that you're concerned about?
Yeah, when your test goes up, your estrogen goes up, but you take something to keep your estrogen down. And then you take something, too, to keep your balls working. Because that was the main thing I was worried about.
Taking all of these things?
On top of the 30 supplements. So now I'm at 33. Rover, the body's, it's a machine, man.
What do you take to make your balls work?
HCG. They give you this. And
what's it human, called?
HCG.
HCG. What is that?
Not HGH.
Not HGH.
That's what I was worried about. I'm like, I'm not going to take this. Then my boys are going to shut down. I don't want my balls to shrink. So you take this so your balls keep functioning the whole time. So when you do come off this, your boys are going to be still working.
Trust me. HCG? What is that?
Basically, this keeps your balls working.
He doesn't know.
In layman terms, no, that's what it is. It keeps it's a hormone and just keeps your boys going.
Human chorionic
gonadotropin.
Gonadotropin.
Yeah, it works for the gonads.
For your gonads.
Yeah. It's exactly. I want to take this. Like back in the day when they give you tests, they want to give you this stuff and your boys would shut down, cause all kinds of problems. Now they give you this stuff to make sure the boys keep working. Because maybe, you know, in 10 years I might want a kid or something.
Yeah.
Right now, who gives a hell?
You're getting old. You're 37. You're going to have a kid at 47?
You did.
37. I thought he's 39.
I just turned 38.
We don't know how old he is. We've been working.
I just had a birthday. Thank you.
Noelle, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Noelle.
Good morning, Rover.
Hi.
So I was just wondering, I know you mentioned that since you weren't going to be doing Roverfest this year, that you might be doing something for the RMG Plus subscribers, and I just wanted to know if you had an update.
I know that the details are finished with it, I believe, but I don't have an update yet. Probably when we get back from Las Vegas, I'll have an update around then. And we're leaving for Las Vegas next week. And when we get back from that trip, I should be able to give you more details on it, Noelle.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it.
Right on. Thank you.
I think you're going to have fun, for sure.
All right. Let me take a quick break. We do have the news coming up, the shizzy. What do you have on the way there, Dougie?
Like I said earlier, our affiliate down in West Palm, they're in the direct path of this hurricane, so we're going to give you all the latest details. We have deaths already. Brock, the guy from Puerto Rico that called in and said, should I stay? I'm going to stay.
Oh, he always sends me photos.
Yeah.
He's giving me all the updates every single day. Yeah. Well, how's he doing?
Where was he?
In Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Okay. Yeah. So they just got
nailed
with last night, I guess.
Pretty
did you
bad.
See the footage?
Oh.
I did not.
And
no.
I've got a story about the airport that you went to where the jets land and you stood there and all of the air, the jet, whatever that
St. hits
you.
Martin.
Yeah, I've got an update on that airport as well. So.
One last thing about that Brock guy. He's staying next to a cemetery.
Jesus.
So I'm like, what's going to happen to all those bodies and caskets by him? This going to be floating down the street?
Well, I think they're buried. I don't know.
Rover, the ground comes up with these hurricanes. The wind, 185 miles per hour. You tell me the wind's going to stay intact. The ground's going to stay intact.
And footage in St. Martin, everything's...
I'm telling you, we'll talk about it.
It's
you
bad.
Think it's gonna bring caskets up from 6 feet underneath?
It's flooding, and then 185 mile per hour winds. Yes, a body will come up. With Katrina, bodies were going down the river.
Well, that's because
people
were
floating on the bodies to stay afloat.
Well, that's different. They don't bury the bodies in New Orleans. It's all above ground.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Well, you learn something every day. All right, we'll be right back with the news after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. If you're waking up listening to RMG right now, and you're laying next to a hideous beast, nudge Doogie and tell her she's going to be late for work.
Here we go.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
All the latest regarding Hurricane Irma. And Hurricane Irma, not only one, two more hurricanes behind Irma. I mean...
two more.
This is bad. Yeah. So I'll have all of that. And a guy can finally sit down. He couldn't sit. He had a hard time walking. Now he can sit. I'll tell you what.
Who is it, Dieter? Oh, my quads are too big. I can't sit.
My tree trunk legs.
Yeah.
So huge.
My legs don't bend.
I'll tell you why the guy couldn't sit. That story is next. Maybe.
Mike in Houston, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, I took Snitzer's advice and went and got four cases of water and took it out and brought it in the house. And well, we went out and we had about 24 hours to prepare. You still there?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, okay. We had about 24 hours to prepare, so I got the water and brought it in. Went out and filled up the truck with gas and came back, and my wife said to go out and get some more water. So what the hell for? I said, I got four cases enough. And she said, well, we're out of it. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, we're out. And I said, well, show me. We went upstairs, and she had filled the tub full of water, like I told her. Well,
with the bottled water instead of tap
water? Yep.
No, I don't believe this story. Your wife can't be that dumb. Who are you married to, Doogie?
Yeah.
I mean, all right. Well, they filled it with Perrier.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Fiji water. Only the best in our bathtub. All right. Well, Mike, glad you survived. He has expensive tastes. Are you, by the way, Dieter's very mad at Doogie because.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're going to tell this story.
Because.
He came in and clarified.
I saw him do that.
He
never stops. And I watched this with my own two eyes. He left the studio during the commercial break and he went into the fart box where he hasn't been in
years.
Yeah, there's no reason to
he
go in there.
He does not go in there. And he went in there just to tell them this story.
Yeah, I think he's going to eventually walk around to every listener in the world and start informing them.
Yeah, it's going to help me win an argument. Hell yeah, I am. Because Doogie's the biggest freaking liar on the show.
Well, we already knew that. So, yeah. Doogie everyone was goofing on Dieter's tiny shirt that he has on today. And so he's like, oh, it's a 2X or it's an XL or a 2XL. And Dougie goes, all right, let me look. I'll see what the size is because Dieter's arms are too big to reach the tag. So Dougie looks at it and she goes, this is a large. And he's like, oh, well, I just got it for free.
On the show, is like, oh, you are a large. You show off, trying to make me look like an idiot.
Dieter, if
so
you
then we go to the break, quiet. Go to the break. Dougie goes, oh, by the way, it is an extra large. I just want to make you look bad. I go, you should have said that after the joke was done on the air. Go, hey, it is an extra large. I was just busting your balls. But no, she goes with the lie to make me look stupid. So I tell these freaking fart boys, I go, hey, it is an XL. I
don't want be mad at us. Why are the small shirt?
He couldn't let it go. He had to go in there and tell the two guys who haven't seen a weight their entire lives.
So that we're impressed with your mother. Oh, it's an extra large here? Oh, that's great. You're really filling it out.
These dorks were mediums and larges. I'm not a large guy. I don't wear a large shirt.
Oh, God.
It's for hipsters.
I heard.
So I wanted to clarify it.
I heard Nads open the door, and I just heard screaming from Dieter, like, what the F?
You bitch.
Yeah, he couldn't believe it.
Oh, he's so mad. You lying, bitch. That's what he said.
I said, all right, because when you tell a lie like that, you should then go, hey, I was joking. But Dougie goes with it for a half hour. I mean, my balls busted for a half hour because Dougie doesn't say it's an XL. I don't own a large shirt. I don't think I do.
God, that's funny.
Yeah, it's real
and
funny.
If you could see the collar of his neck is like at the...
I heard that Dieter actually, did you hear that? I heard that Dieter bought like in bulk a lot of XL and double XL just t-shirt tags.
Yeah.
And he sews them into all of his large shirts. Thing.
I'm a seamstress now.
And he puts double XL on there. I'm so big. Oh.
Did you hear he asked for the scissors? He wants to cut the slits in the side of his arms because that's too tight.
You should have stopped at the large joke.
He's very sensitive about that shirt.
Well, that's an argument, yes.
What was the argument?
You got, oh, Dieter's wearing a large shirt now trying to show off. No, it's muscles.
Dougie, are you ready for...
We're all impressed.
Yes, we are.
Last time you said that a cop threw your ass on the ground, so I'll do the same thing.
Are you ready for...
We're all impressed with your muscles. Boom, tossed to the ground.
Not impressed is what I said. I'm impressed with yours.
Okay.
Are you ready for the shizzy, Dougie?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Hurricane Irma has continued its path. We are now at 10 dead in the islands as this Category 5 hurricane is heading towards South Florida. Mass evacuations continue as the orders will take an effect in parts of South Florida today as the path is heading through the Atlantic Oceans, parts of Miami-Dade County, including Miami Beach as well. They're both scheduled to begin evacuating early today. And it is a monster. They're saying this is going to be really, really bad. Now, the path that it has so far that it's tracking is heading towards lower, like South Florida, and then going up the eastern coast. And they think it could go along the edge and then hit again at South Carolina.
But, you have the Florida governor speaking.
All right. Here he is.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. Possessions can be replaced. Your family cannot. This is serious, and we cannot take chances.
How weird do you think that lady is who is doing the sign language right next to the governor? Is this really necessary in this day and age to have sign language? Don't we have closed captions on everything?
Yes, but isn't it impossible to actually watch the governor when there's a sign lady,
right.
a sign language lady next to him?
I keep looking at her, and
me
she's
too.
Like really overemphasizing her facial expressions, like...
Have you seen every press conference today now if they have somebody like that?
Zoom in so we just see him. I don't need a wide shot where she's...
Well, the point is so that the blind or the deaf people can see it.
No, have you seen them at concerts now?
I saw it at a play. I was at a play with my daughter, and I saw there was a sign language person that was doing it for one of the guests, and I was on the right side of the stage, and so was this woman.
So, man, how annoying.
Instead of watching the show, I was watching her because when they were singing, she was still doing it during the singing and they do the facial expressions.
Could they put some sort of like a tent over them so that so that no one else can see the sign language?
I did watch her a lot, but I felt
bad. It's distracting, right?
Sure, I felt bad thinking it was distracting, but I did see that.
Yeah, but they've been doing it at concerts now. So there's deaf people going to concerts for some reason and then just watching a sign language lady.
You can still feel the bass.
Yeah,
and see the show.
It's distracting. I'm just telling you, it's distracting. Maybe there are a lot of deaf people out there that need this, I guess. I don't know. I can't defend them right now because they can't hear me.
If you keep playing this video, this governor sounds like he's having a stroke at one point.
It's life-threatening. This is not a storm you can sit and wait through. One of our top priorities right now is fuel availability. Today, I communicated with the governors of Alabama, South Carolina, and Georgia to request that they also rescind weight and driver regulations so out-of-state resources can move.
Wait a second. Now, he's stuttering and stumbling here. Is he having a stroke?
I don't know. I mean, how many words in a row did he screw up?
Watch the look on the sign language lady's face. When he starts stuttering, you do focus your attention on him. But watch the sign language lady, and even she's like... She's confused.
Well, Robert, she has to translate the stutter.
Right.
So she has to do it twice the sign.
Keep your eye on her. Fuel availability. Today, I communicated with the governors of Alabama, South Carolina, and Georgia to request that they also rescind weight and driver regulations so out-of-state resources can move expeditiously into Florida. We already have Georgia and Alabama's waiver, and the other states are working on this. We're moving as much fuel through the system as fast as possible. And our waivers on truck weight restrictions and driver hours are helping us move fuel so we can get it to you quickly.
I don't know if he stutters anymore, but it was a lot.
Did she look at him?
She looked like she was paused there for a second and was like, huh?
So this is obviously very serious. I know when our old phone screener who is
Let
now
me go
in
to
Florida.
Nancy first because she wants to talk about deaf people.
Okay.
And then you
sure.
can go ahead, Nancy.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi.
I have a deaf daughter. And when anybody signs to somebody, facial expressions are to get a point across.
Yeah.
It helps them understand the importance of what they're talking about.
Sure.
So that's kind of why they make a lot.
Yeah, they really overemphasize it.
And so imagine, Nancy, a stage play where the interpreter was really like feeling like waving or like moving her body and flowing with the music and getting into it, closing her eyes. And I wondered if I'm watching a play, how do I take in the play if I'm watching the interpreter? Like, what's the point of going to the play if that makes, is that insensitive? And I apologize.
No, but it's like I said, it's just to help a deaf person understand that there's maybe music going on.
Sure.
Or somebody's really trying to emphasize something.
What a boring ass job that must be to be an interpreter, right? I mean,
they've helped me understand my daughter a lot more and helped me understand deaf people a lot more.
I think.
How old is your daughter, Nancy?
She's 20.
All right. What happened? Why is she deaf? Just born that way, or did something happen to her?
No, she was born deaf.
How long did it take you to figure out that she was deaf?
Second day in the hospital.
How would you know as a baby?
Yeah, how did you know?
They do all kinds of tests on babies for their hearing. And my daughter went through about 6 different kinds of hearing tests. And the best hearing test is called a brainstem, where they hook up all kinds of stuff and do sounds and things and wait for responses. And my daughter never responded to nothing.
Well. So. There you go, Doogie. Doogie's insensitive for being.
I apologize.
You can't stop staring at these interpreters, though. It's just
so animated.
Yeah.
I can send you a rap one, Rover, but I mean, we can't really play it. I can play a clean version of the song over it.
Nah, that's all right. Go on, Doogie.
I saw a good scary movie that just came out called Hush with a lady who's completely deaf and somebody breaks in her house, but she can't hear them.
Uh-huh.
So they're always like behind her.
Wasn't this just a movie, Don't Breathe, where the guy was blind?
I know, it came out at the same time, but it got 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. So I'm like, I'll check it out. It's called Hush.
You liked it?
It's good, man. It's different.
Don't her eyeballs work?
Yeah, but you can't hear.
All right, but if the guy's always behind her, she never happens to, like, turn around or see his reflection in the window. Nothing, huh?
No.
Okay.
So, St. Martin Airport, what we've talked about, you've been there, and you went to the famous one where the flight lands right, like, almost on top of you.
The beach.
At the beach. Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that place was hit, flattened, 185 miles per hour. Ripped through Princess Juliana International Airport, and the wind and the rain, it caused floods, destroyed the structures at the airport. So the airport is closed right now. So they can't get out. Puerto Rico's in trouble. St. Martin, all these 10 dead already from this.
I think and St. It's Martin took up a direct hit. So did some Barbuda. Which,
yeah, you criticized me yesterday.
Well,
for
I'd never heard of this. I thought it was Barbados.
No,
that's right.
Does that have anything
island
to do with Barbuda?
It's a different island.
Who would have guessed? That's confusing. Why name your island so close to each other?
I thought they were mispronouncing it yesterday on CNN.
Mm-mm.
But I think both of those islands took a direct hit. And I did see a little bit of video on CNN of some of the places that some of the streets that I recognized from St. Martin that are
underwater.
Destroyed.
Yeah. Other news besides the hurricane, quickly, Donald Trump Jr. will testify behind closed doors today. This is before the Senate Judiciary Committee about a 2016 meeting that he attended with a Kremlin-linked lawyer offering dirt on, at that time, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. So his testimony, it's all part of the panel's investigation of the presidential race last year and possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian officials.
I'll tell you, it's perfect time now to do that because everyone is focused on the hurricane stuff.
I thought the same thing.
And if you want something to happen and the public not pay much attention to it, now is a I think they didn't plan that, obviously. Unless Trump is creating a hurricane with his weather machine, Dieter. But perfect timing for him.
Three hurricanes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Three hurricanes. They've got some company. Irma's got some company. That's right. We have, which I told you yesterday, in the distance, we have Hurricane Jose heading westward. So it's right behind Irma. And then they have another one, Hurricane Katia. So it is crazy. I have a friend going down to Florida for a vacation in like 4 weeks.
Wow.
And I pray that nothing bad. And I was talking to my daughter last night and I said, this is why we don't go on Disney cruises during hurricane season, because I couldn't imagine your sister's on the cruise. Have you made contact? Not Disney, but a different one.
Yeah, they're going to keep her out on the water like 3 extra days. So I don't know who pays for that. They give that, for free?
Yeah, they give that to you for free.
Yeah, sure. So she won't come back to Florida until Tuesday, when it was supposed to be Saturday.
Okay.
So
one more thing that I heard on the
news.
That's
where I want to be in a hurricane is at sea, just a few extra days.
She says she goes, I have no idea there's a storm here. I don't know where she is off of Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
below that. She goes, no, we don't even know.
That's good. One more thing, if you are in Florida, they say that for your insurance purposes before you evacuate, make sure that you film what you have in your house for coverage and insurance purposes to just film. And people probably know that already, but I didn't like, oh, that's pretty smart. Film everything and what the value is or what you purchased it for, or whatever it may be. But there are so many different lists out there of how you can be overly prepared for the hurricane. I thought that was a good idea as well. A guy can finally sit down in China. He was having a hard time because there was something stuck inside of him. Where? His butt. Doctors never received an explanation why a glass was inside a man's anus.
Oh, you know why? You don't just sit down and it disappears.
Oops.
They just needed to get it out before it shattered and then would obviously cause more damage. But sure enough, the man told them the glass had been inside his anus for 2 days.
That's a huge glass.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Massive.
Before he finally said, I'm in trouble. I got to get this out.
It's like a drinking glass.
Yeah.
A tumbler.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Isn't there a famous glass jar video?
All right.
One guy, one jar.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He did
the
same thing. And but when he placed it where he was trying to place it, it broke.
Remember that? And the blood just dripped.
So what's worse off? Going to the hospital or having it break?
Hospital.
Hospital's worse?
No, I would rather go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Anyone would.
And finally, it is the beginning of the 2017 NFL season. Are you so excited for tonight, Dieter? Football?
I can't believe it's back.
We have the Patriots. We have the Chiefs. The Patriots will, in fact, unfurl their newest Super Bowl championship banner tonight at Gillette Stadium as they host the Chiefs in the NFL season opener. So it starts. There you go.
Yes.
That's a shizzy and Rover's Morning Glory.
Got something to say? Call the show. 1-866-YO-ROVER. That's 1-866-967-6837.
There's a sheriff down in Florida as this Hurricane Irma prepares to strike. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said yesterday in a series of tweets that if you're a sex offender, you're not allowed into the shelters. If you have a warrant, you're not going to be in the shelter. You're going to be in jail. One tweet says, if you go to a shelter for Hurricane Irma, be advised. Sworn law enforcement officers will be at every shelter checking IDs. Sex offenders and predators will not be allowed. We cannot and will not have innocent children in a shelter with sexual offenders and predators, period.
I didn't see that one. The one I saw was, if you go to a shelter for Irma and you have a warrant, we'll gladly escort you to the safe and secure shelter called the Polk County Jail.
Yep.
Oh, I like
that.
Yep,
that's another one. I think there's three or four tweets.
I love this guy. What's wrong? People are mad?
Well, it's going to cause more deaths. People are going to be afraid of going to a hurricane shelter.
And if you're a sex offender.
Well, so what if you are?
Well, then who cares if you die? You're freaking sex. You're touching kids. You're saying, oh, let this guy
first
in
of all,
around kids.
Not every sex offender touched a kid, Dieter.
Most did, though.
No, they didn't.
Not touch a kid, but they did something wrong.
I would say probably most sex offenders didn't touch a kid, if I were
What's
to
a sex
look
offender,
statistically.
Urinating.
A rapist is a sex offender.
Oh, okay.
Anyone.
Peeping Tom's a sex offender.
Yeah.
A guy that exposes himself.
Yeah, masturbating in the park or something.
Yeah. All horrible people. If you get caught urinating in public, something like that, I don't consider that a sex offender. Anybody else? Yes. They're
this
sick.
Guy does, though.
If I'm 18 and I have a 16-year-old girlfriend in high school or something like that, and I'm popped for statutory rape, you're a horrible person. You deserve to die
That's
in a
rare.
Hurricane.
That's, again, rare.
I don't know how rare that is.
Look at the stats. It's mostly guys touching kids or a rapist or a flasher, serial masturbator. I don't want these people in a shelter protected around kids.
I don't think he's stopping at sex offenders. I think if you have a warrant and you show up, he's going to arrest you, too.
It's true, right, right.
Well, it's not
that.
Just sex offenders. Anybody has a warrant. You have too many unpaid parking tickets. Oh, you're on the list. Welcome to jail.
We'll pay your tickets and then come in.
Well, I don't know if you have time to do that before the hurricane hits. It seems like a bad idea to me to tweet this out. Maybe if you want to have that policy,
don't go ahead.
You don't say it. Why would you tweet it?
Yeah, because
you really run around people up.
People are all they're just going to stay home and then die.
So what? It's a sex offender.
No, again, the sex offenders is one thing. That's one thing. But it sounds like he's going to do it to anybody that has a warrant.
Well, I pay my tickets. Pay your ticket. How come they can get away with not paying your ticket?
Do you deserve to die in a hurricane because you didn't pay a traffic ticket?
Pay it, then come in. And Rover, you're going to sleep in a shelter next to a sex offender at night? Say you have a kid.
Well, have you seen like what they were sleeping in Harvey, where there was just a massive room full of cots?
Yeah.
Like a sex offender's heaven.
Right.
Well, I don't know about that. Is it? I mean, there's so many people. It's out in the open. You're exposed.
So you just go around grabbing butts and stuff? Oh.
Well, I think that if you went around grabbing butts, someone's going to say something and you'll
See
be
it.
Arrested and taken away from the shelter. In fact, I would say it's probably one of the hardest places to commit a sex offense.
I think the whole shelter would turn on you and kick your ass if you're grabbing butts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Smart move or dumb move to tweet that out. And warn people with warrants. You're going to be arrested and taken to jail. A lot of people were upset. They said, oh, really? You're going to take people to jail? It's supposedly the safest place to ride out a hurricane. What about what happened in Hurricane Katrina? Apparently, prisoners there were left behind in the jails, and some were in chest-high water for 4 days before they were rescued.
Really? I don't remember that. So much happened that was God, that was horrible.
So you tell me if it's a good idea or a bad idea. 866-YO-ROVER. We'll be right back. Take calls. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. We'd like to introduce you to Anthony Schnitzer, a gentle, kind, well-spoken man.
What'd you say?
F you.
Open your freaking ears.
I will freaking choke them out. I will kill them.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
We're just talking about this sheriff, Polk County, Florida, who says that if you have a warrant, don't bother coming to the shelter because they're gonna arrest you. They're gonna check IDs when you enter the shelter, hurricane shelter, and if you have a warrant, you are going to be arrested and taken to jail. And if you're a sex offender, don't bother coming. You're not allowed in. Which, I wonder if that's even constitutional, to be honest with you. I mean,
it seems totally legal. I mean, if it's a sex offender that's out, he served his time.
But a guy with a warrant, they see you, you get arrested. That's how it works.
Sure, I get
don't
it.
They have more important things to worry about, like hurricane?
Yeah, how are they going to transport you to jail?
Hurricane?
Through the hurricane?
Yeah,
and
they want to arrest you, yeah.
I agree with you. Maybe if you have some murderer or something, but if you have some... If you have a guy that sold an ounce of weed 3 years ago and has a warrant out for his arrest, you're going to worry about that guy? It doesn't seem like a smart allocation of resources. 866-YO-ROVER. Zach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Zach.
Morning. Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to call and kind of make a point more to what you were just saying. You know, a lot of times in these disasters, families get separated. It's not uncommon at all. So say a guy, you know, he's lost his wife. He don't know where he's at. He's got his kids with him. He goes to the shelter. And now he's going to jail for, you know, maybe traffic tickets or whatever. You know, what's going to happen to the guy's kids? And not only that, this guy's not going to be able to bond out or get out until the disaster's over with and the court systems are put back in place. You know, so I think this whole deal causes way more problems than it helps. And, you know, of course...
I guess those kids would have to be taken by social services, I suppose.
Jesus.
That's what they would what they would have to do. I mean, maybe this is a ploy to get people not to come to the shelter. I don't know what the point of this is. It just seems like a bad idea to tweet this all out. I mean, if your goal is to arrest people with warrants, don't tell them we're going to be here at the hurricane shelter waiting for you, checking IDs.
No, it seems like he wants to act like a badass for whatever reason, and then people are going to die because of this guy's stupid actions.
He wants to out Sheriff Joe. Sheriff Joe. They all want to one-up each other.
That guy
black guy in Milwaukee or whatever.
With the cowboy hat for whatever reason.
All taking turns to see who can be the most outrageous sheriff
exactly.
in America.
I mean, it's a disaster. Everybody should be coming together. I get the concern with sex offenders. Maybe you have a special area where you put sex offenders. But somebody with a low-level warrant for a nonviolent crime, and you're not going to let him in? And then they're going to be afraid to go, and they're going to drown and die.
What happened with immigrants? Was that Houston when they said... If you're an immigrant, don't worry about. Just come get safe. Come to safety. We'll
right.
take everybody
yeah.
Well, in.
Yeah, we have bigger fish to fry
right.
than this. Exactly. That's exactly my point. I think that's what you look. You got a hurricane, Category 5, bearing down on you. Don't worry about the guy who sold weed a year and a half ago to some dude on the corner. You gonna worry about that?
It's not just that guy, Rover. You keep saying the guy with the weed. What about the rapist?
Okay,
the sex offenders,
if it's a rapist, maybe. But first of all, you don't tell him, hey, just so you know, we're going to be here waiting for you. You don't say anything, and then you do it. And then you wait for the guy to show up, the rapist and the murderer, and then you arrest him. Why would you telegraph it?
Just to say, hey, you show up, we're going to arrest you. So don't show up, stay in your house.
Jake, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, Rover, love the show.
Thank you.
So we have to understand why these massive hurricanes are happening. these hurricanes are in response to human overpopulation on the planet. Nature is revolting against this booming overpopulation, and nature wants to take human beings with it, with these hurricanes. And we're not working with nature. We're getting everybody evacuated. And
do you really believe this? Because this is nonsense. Well, I mean, what do you?
This is like a
how would nature
villain.
Know that it wants to wipe out humans?
Nature is a lot smarter and powerful than we understand yet.
Well, so why would it only wipe out humans on small Caribbean islands and a small portion of the coast? Wouldn't you come up with something?
I'd go to India or China where there's a billion people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this is ridiculous.
Well, this is just the beginning. This is you can't question nature. You just have to agree with it. I couldn't tell you why it's happening like this.
Well, what makes you believe that it is happening? Like, what makes you think, oh, it's overpopulation, that's why nature is wiping us out with hurricanes? What's the evidence to point to that?
Just look at the censuses with how much our population has increased. Also, keep in mind what human beings are doing to the planet with pollution.
Global warming. Let's take all of that into account. Let's take pollution and let's say we have a bunch more people. What does that have to do with hurricanes? How do you equate a hurricane to overpopulation?
Moreover, it's just how nature wants to do it, man.
So if there's an earthquake that hits, you're going to tell me it's because the world is overpopulated?
Could be, yeah.
Okay.
And it's the
Did we
the
have
hurt?
Earthquakes 1,000 years ago?
Oh, yeah, we did.
What was it back then?
It's nature's way of, sorting itself out. Think about this. Big forest fires. We're putting stops to huge forest fires. Forest fires happen to open the pine sap in the pine cones from the huge pine trees so that there's a rebirth of the forest. That's nature's way of rebirthing the forest. And that's another thing we work against with nature. We stop all the forest fires.
So are you happy that the hurricane's going to kill people?
Oh, I'm not happy at all. I'm upset by it, but you have to accept that this is the way it's happening. But there is a solution that we're overlooking.
What is that?
We have to appease nature, and nature wants to take lives. I say we take all the sex offenders and murderers and tie them all to the pier. Let nature take them.
Now, do you think then, Jake, if we did that, let's just think about that. Dieter's smiling over here. He agrees with you.
Makes sense.
If we did that,
Sacrifice the sex offenders.
Do you think like these two hurricanes that are brewing out there in the far Atlantic, would they diminish then and go, ah, we got enough humans.
We've hit our quota. We can bring the winds down, guys.
Could be. We don't know till we try.
All right.
Like I said, I am claiming to be an expert, but I think I'm on to something here.
All right, Jake. We'll see. Maybe the Polk County Sheriff can help you out with that. Get started lashing them to the piers. Thank you, Jake.
This is the kind of thoughts that happen when you smoke too much nature.
Yeah. I mean, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Snitch, you don't see a connection with global warming and these hurricanes?
Oh, yeah, global warming, sure. Yeah, overpopulated.
But that doesn't have anything to do with overpopulation.
You don't think there's no connection?
I could have one person on the Earth and burn just as much fossil fuel, and you'd have the same result. It's not like the Earth is like, oh, we're overpopulated. We have to wipe people out. It's just...
No, it's not thinking like that, but I think the point is we're burning all these fossil fuels, and then that's causing global warming.
Which then heats up the water, which makes these hurricanes faster, stronger, more frequent, Rover. So there is a tie to overpopulation.
But I don't think it's actually
I don't know if it's tied to overpopulation. And the way that he's portraying it as nature wants to wipe people out, I don't think nature doesn't have a thought process.
No, I get that.
Mother Nature?
Yeah, Mother Nature isn't real. You know, I just thought of Dieter last night, as a matter of fact. I was doing something. And I cut my finger, and I go,
blood.
God. I go, God damn it. And I thought to myself, has Dieter ever said that? Have you ever said that phrase?
No.
Never taken the Lord's name in vain.
No, I say hot damn it.
Hot
and
damn
people
it.
People think. I go, hot damn it. That's what I always say. They go, oh, you said it. My buddies go, you just said it. I go, no. I say hot damn it. I substitute.
And I just, the reason I thought of Dieter.
Hanging out with, they call each other out if you say god damn it.
Well, they're Catholic. We all went through Catholic grade school. The same friends I had my entire life.
I thought of Dieter because I love that Dieter thinks he can't say that phrase because there's this magical guy up there who is going to be like, oh, Dieter said, god damn it, we're going to punish him. With all of the suffering and murder and pain and bad people, that's what he's going to focus on?
It's one of the Ten Commandments. It's equal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not say the Lord's name in vain. It's one of the commandments, Rover. I go by that, so I never say that.
I was right. I knew that he must not have because I'm like, ah, I cut my finger. I'm like, god damn it.
Oh.
And I just, the thought of Dieter, just, I could see him just like, oh, that mysterious, magical person up there.
He'd have to do the rosary and kneel and pray.
He's always watching.
And then I got to thinking of why would God care over that? When there is so much, how many people do you think are murdered on a daily basis?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Lots, right?
Yeah, 1,000.
How many kids starve to death on a daily basis throughout the world?
Probably 10.
Uh-huh. So with everything that's going on, that's what God's going to be worried about?
It all adds up. He does everything. He's multitasking.
Well, in the Old Testament, it does say he's a spiteful, vengeful God. So it doesn't sound like that great a...
Yeah, that's maybe, old. I'm New Testament.
Maybe
Smiths.
That's why, because I said, god damn it, when my finger got cut. Maybe, since he's spiteful and vengeful, maybe that's why he's bringing hurricanes and allowing murder and death and destruction and ISIS and war and all of that. Maybe it's all my fault.
Mm. Reverse your thinking. He knew you're going to cut your finger, Rover. No. He knew you're going to say the GD word. So he goes, okay, I'm going to hurt this guy. I'm going to cut his finger.
So he hurt me because I would say, god damn it. So before I even said it, he decided to punish me for something I hadn't done yet.
He actually one-upped you.
Well, you always talk about free will and that we have free will. And this is why you have to believe in God, because we all have free will. And he wants to test us if we have free will. Well, apparently you don't.
You failed. You failed the test.
No, but I didn't have free will because he forced me to cut my finger because he punished me because he knew I was going to do that.
But it was a test to see if you would say GD, and you still said it.
But you said he made me cut myself because he knew I was going to say it.
I know, but he was hoping that you would redeem yourself and not say it.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, you could put glue on a paper cut or a cut rover to make it heal.
Super glue.
Yeah.
Not just regular.
Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning, Rover. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
I wanted to chime in about the guy in Florida and sex offenders. And I wanted to say, Dieter thinks that all sex offenders should be rounded up and killed or whatever it is. You know, I mean, that's so ridiculous. I'm actually a convicted sex offender.
What'd you do?
And, well, I was at a party. A college party, and I hooked up with some girl, whatever it may be. Hooked up.
Wait, how old did you set it up? How old were you? Were you like 25? She's 14.
No, I was 19, and she ended up being 15 years old.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Well, I didn't know how old she was. We're at a college party and everything else. I mean, you think everybody else is, you know, going to the college and everything else. You know, I hook up with this girl. Police come. They ask me about what happened. You know, I'm thinking that maybe this girl thinks and said that I date raped her or something. So I said, yeah, you know, we hooked up and everything else. That's what happened. Come to find out, this girl was underage.
How did the cops come in the first place?
Well, this girl ended up being a runaway. So her parents decided, you know, everybody but their daughter is like the problem. This girl even said, testified in a written statement for the court saying She lied to me. It wasn't my fault. She never told me how old she was. She never said she was underage or anything like that. I still got convicted. Still was convicted as a sex offender. So everybody should be, like, rounded up. I got a, I'm not going to say it, I got a real crappy deal. Because I
so he should be killed in the hurricane, Dieter, according to you?
He broke the law.
I broke the law? No, I didn't break the law. I was lied to. I never knew anything. So, you know, you are going to go and say you're 19 years old. You're going to go and check women's IDs and be like, oh, well, let me make sure you're actually of age. And
you had no idea that she was 15? No inkling that she was pretty young?
No, absolutely not. I'm 19. We're at a college party. I mean, this girl... I mean, looks like every other girl that's there. I mean, how am I supposed to know that? You know, and on top of it, the girl even wrote and testified that she never told me none of that. It was a one-time thing. But her parents decided that their daughter is just, like, whatever it may be, that they, like, dropped the hammer on me when it's actually their daughter and their parenting
It drove her out of the house into the arms of a young college stud. I understand it. All right.
You know, I mean, how am I going to be like? I should be put in a hurricane. And
so, do you have to now register as a sex offender for the rest of your life?
For 15 years.
Oh.
And how old are you now?
I'm 23 now.
And is it impossible for you to get a job, or what do you, I mean, no one wants to.
Not only impossible, people look at you like you're like the scum of the earth and you're such a horrible person. I mean, you know what my life is like because of some little broad that never told me the truth in the first place. Like if she would have said, hey, you know, I'm 15 years old, I'd have been like, you know what? Kick rocks. And that would have been it. And on top of it, you're going to, like, blame and think people should be like that. And on top of it, you're going to follow a religion that's notoriously been, you know, known for touching kids, and you're still going to follow that religion? How much of a hypocrite are you? Like, seriously?
Yeah, Dieter, you want him to be tied to... Yeah, he's talking to you. You want him to be tied to the docs, but...
religiously follow religion and knowing that it's, like, notorious for touching kids, but yet you're gung-ho for this religion. Like, how much of a hypocrite are you? Seriously.
I never touched a kid. The certain priest that did, and you did too. So you have to classify yourself as being one of those priests, buddy. You're ragging on those same priests that touch kids, and you did the same thing.
I didn't touch him knowing, and I didn't touch a kid.
So what the priest said the same thing?
Honestly.
The priest goes, I thought that kid was over 18 years old. To make it right?
Well, priest, it's not the same thing. Maybe you should take and put a shirt on that would be a little bit in your size, and it wouldn't be squeezing the blood through your brain. Seriously? Come on, dude. Let's be real.
Yeah, Dieter's shirt's pretty tight today.
Extra large.
All right, thank you, Anonymous. Cutting off the blood flow to your brain.
Nice callback.
Oh, God.
Mike in Port St. Lucie, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, morning, Rover.
Hey.
Morning, Dieter.
Yo.
Hey, man, listen, I feel for that kid that just called in, and, you know, I thought I was going to sound like an idiot on the phone, but the glass guy before him was, man, that was some work. I have to say, I truly appreciate your objective.
Oh, he just...
Oh.
I think, your phone cut off there for a second. You were appreciating something, and then your phone cut off.
Oh, I said I appreciate your objective perspective when you talk to these people.
Oh, well, thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I might be going through a dead zone.
That's
so,
all right. I can hear you.
Nothing really going on down there.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's
no hurricane or anything heading your way.
Yeah, you know, not like a hurricane or anything going on. But, no, I was going to say, I feel for the last caller that just called in, man. I had a buddy, real good friend of mine, man. He's a real solid dude, you know, good father, good husband. And he's a tattoo artist. And, you know, we used to hang out in the shop together. And he ended up tattooing an underage girl. She came in with a fake ID. This was, you know,
late 90s when you could still get away with a fake ID before they made all the changes. Anyway, this young girl comes in. She gets a nice tattoo down in her nether regions, and her parents find out. So obviously they do a little investigating work, find out what shop he worked at, where she went to. And now my buddy, you know, they have to photocopy your ID, and you have to sign a waiver, you know, granting them permission to tattoo you and so forth and so on. Even with all of that in place, the photo ID copied, even though it was a fake ID, when he went to court, he still got charged with sexual battery because, you know, he was tattooing her below the waist. And he had to register for 20 years as a sexual offender.
Really?
This guy's never done anything wrong in his life, got kids of his own. I mean, like I said, he's a stand-up dude.
But don't you think that's so wrong that he's tattooing?
Well, he didn't know, you idiot. That's what he's saying.
Isn't that your job?
She had a fake ID. She's out to, yeah, she's out to scam you.
And where was it exactly?
Probably right next to her cooch.
Right there next, right there. And because it was below the waist and it was close to a sexual organ, they charged him with sexual battery.
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
20 years.
How would first of all, did he plead guilty to this, or did he actually go out trial?
No, he went to court. He went to court and went to trial and, you know, presented the evidence, said, listen, man, she came in the shop. She presented a fake ID. It looked legit because that's back when we still had the laminated IDs and you could create your own fake ID.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it looked legit. They made a photocopy of it. She signed a waiver claiming that she was, you know, 18 years old or older and got a tattoo. Well, I mean, you're not law enforcement. You don't have the ability to cross-reference and fingerprint and, you know, you don't have that ability in a tattoo parlor. So, even with all that evidence, they're like, I'm sorry, you know, you still broke the law. And the guy, you know, how do you defend
now, is there anything that, do you think that you didn't get the whole story from your buddy? Because this sounds pretty incredible that this could even happen, that you would be convicted on this.
Oh, you'd be surprised how often that happens in a tattoo parlor, man. You know, the underage kids come in, they look the part, they look the age. I mean, if you look at girls nowadays, I mean, I don't know how many times I've been out in a nightclub, even in nightclubs where it's 21 to get through the door, but because they know somebody that knows somebody or they're with somebody that's somebody, they get in the door. And they're not even old enough to buy cigarettes. And they're in the club drinking just like every other adult. And you don't even know. You have no way of telling. It's not like, you know, we're law enforcement and we've got a fingerprint machine and I can cross-reference you to verify that you are who you say you are. I mean, it happens a lot more often than you realize. But my point being is, you know, Dieter, you're so hard up on, you know, just the title, sex offender, without any kind of background. I mean, I don't think it's – I totally agree with you. I think any human being that touches a child and willingly violates that virtue of an innocent child should be castrated – or, you know, bad things happen to those. I totally 100% support that. But to spread that across the board against the title itself, sex offender, without knowing, I mean, there's some good people that have been caught up in some bad crap that...
Dieter says throw them to Irma. That's what he says. Just throw them to the waves. All right. Thank you, Mike. Stay safe down there. I've got to take a break. We'll be back with the Thursday hookup. We have a single woman coming into the studio who wants to go out on a date with you. You'll be able to call in and talk to her. We're going to check her ID right now to make sure she's over 18. And then you'll be able to go out on a date with her. And she's going to pick a guy after she talks to you on the phone. She'll talk to three guys. Pick one, take out on a date. I'll pay for the entire thing. You can have a good time with her, hopefully. We'll be right back with that next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Previously on Rover's Morning Glory.
Oh, no!
It continues. Now.
All right, the Thursday hookup, we'll get to that in just a few moments. Tomorrow on the show, I'd never heard of these things before. This is the honest truth. I never heard of this. these life straws.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. No idea. Didn't know this existed. We got a bunch of life straws, and we are going to, I don't know what we're going to do with them. I think we're going to make some sort of nasty concoctions.
Dieter said he was going to drink poop water, remember?
Poop water, huh?
Yeah.
Right out of the right through the life straw.
Well, it's got to be my own stuff.
Uh-huh.
How far you want to take this?
You tell me. How far are you willing to go?
Can we look up if it filters out E. coli?
Find out. We'll test it on you and find out if it filters out.
You said pee water up to your neck.
Up to my neck?
Yeah, that much pee water throughout the show. We'll do that first.
So these are apparently some sort of... They're thick-ass straws.
For survival.
They're survival straws. So you can be out, I guess, in the wilderness and drink straight out of a standing water puddle.
Yeah. You don't have to boil it.
Uh-huh. Here's a picture of two, looks like Indian kids or Pakistanis or whatever, drinking with these life straws right out of a nasty-ass pail of water. Ugh. Ugh. Well... They say that this works. I don't know.
Anyhow, the
reason why we brought this up is because people are talking about getting these for the hurricane survival.
Right.
That if you don't have a water supply, you drink through these life straws. Are the life straws, are they single use? Are they?
No.
How long do they last?
I don't know. But on those survivor shows, they walk around, drink out of them, go on their day, drink more water. It's not just a one-time use. Throughout the day, you can use it. So I'm guessing it's... Maybe a week, couple weeks.
But there's got to be a filter that gets clogged eventually.
Gotta be. Just like a fridge filter. Over time, it goes.
How just a bunch of fabric. It's like a bunch of shoelaces tied up into a big knot inside of this thing. And that's it.
It's got to be a little more than that.
There's a screen. There's a bunch of screens in there.
I'm telling you, that's basically what it is. There might be a little more involved, but it's basically a bunch of
drinking
fabric.
From a shoe?
Yeah. Okay, Spencer.
Clay has to go through to filter out the impurities.
Is there clay in there, Charlie?
I just watched a real quick video about it, and this guy said, I just saw a bunch of fabric.
Maybe we could open one up, I suppose.
Yeah.
Depending on how many we have.
We have six. Taint Smasher's even coming back just to drink some poop water himself.
Oh, my God. All right. Will he drink Dieter's poop water?
I don't know. I think we're going to provide our own different samples, right?
Seawater, then. I'll do poop, you do pee. Yeah. Taint Smasher could do sea water.
Ooh, I like that. God. That's a great idea. Disgusting.
Okay, he wants to do it. Let's do it.
No. So anyhow, we'll try that on tomorrow's show. And then Monday, we'll see who's still alive.
I have a thing I'm going to send you over. It's exporting right now. It's our favorite news blooper guy.
Who, Dawson?
Which
Not
one
Dawson,
is that?
The other one. The one that was involved in the Dawson incident, the... skin fluid incident.
Crumpton?
Kenny Crumpton.
Oh, yes.
He's back at it.
He's a local news guy, and one of my favorite all-time news bloopers was a guy, and it's weird because not everyone has heard this phrase. I played this for someone, and I'm like, oh, you got to see this clip. And they're like, what's funny about that? I go, the guy just said on the news, play the skin flute.
They didn't get it.
And they were like, what is that? I've never heard that. I go, you've never heard the phrase skin flute? You don't know? Really?
So anyways, Steve noticed this. He emailed me. He sent this. This happened this morning with Kenny Crumpton on his segment, Kicking It with Kenny.
All right.
They're at some sort of bicycle event.
And then Sunday we've got a cyclocross race, which is more of a intense endurance event.
So you get on like a teeter totter on your bicycle.
It's a teeter totter that you go up. It's like a ramp. You go up the ramp and then it.
Cyclocross race will have people going through the sand, up the hills.
Oh my God.
Who is that?
Thankfully, it's not Kenny Crumpton. It's just a bike rider. And he goes up.
That's how you break your neck. He lands right on the top of his head.
Watch this. Again, this guy goes up a. Oh man. This guy goes up. This just happened too. 10 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
This guy goes up a ramp, a teeter-totter ramp, wherever this is.
And you have to do one thing, Rover, stay straight.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do is go straight. He veers to the right halfway up for some reason.
One of the bits on the cranks on the banks, and then cyclocross race will have people going through the sand, up the hills.
Oh my God. He's out. He's out if you keep playing that.
Wow.
Do they ever get to him? And
I don't know. I just saved it really quick.
Oh, my God.
This is what I hate about the news. Instead of zooming in, they like pan away.
Yeah.
They don't show you. The it's like the famous grape stomping video. Remember that woman who fell out of the grape? They pan away and then they cut back to the studio and they all have that. I haven't watched the end of this clip, but I guess they probably go back to the studio. I hope.
He could have died.
They don't cut it before, but here's what I hope he's okay.
Our thoughts. Thoughts and prayers are with him and his family.
Let's listen.
We'll have people going through the sand, up the hills.
Oh!
Make sure she's all right.
Oh, it's a girl, I think.
You okay?
You all right? All right. We'll be checking back in there in a minute.
She called her family, like, check me out of the news today. I'm going to do something sweet on the bike.
Man.
Yeah, Kenny's going to show up.
That's terrible.
Kick him later.
You guys are laughing, but this is horrible. I mean.
Yes. Well, I hope she's okay.
What happened is she went up the ramp and she didn't have the speed to keep going. And, you know, when your bike stops, your front wheel starts wobbling. And she went right off the side of this ramp and just. Oh, dude, right on the, just like you said, Dieter, right on the neck. This is how you break your neck.
Absolutely. Does she look, she's knocked out there?
I think so. Either knocked out or paralyzed.
Oh, God.
Or fine. Let's hope she's fine.
Well, you guys are laughing.
You laughed, too. You guys all laughed.
Wow, that's terrible.
We'll be checking back in there in a minute. Oh, that's good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it exactly the reaction I told you that again, right? Oh, well, we'll check back in. Hope she's okay.
Wow. The newscast is jinxed.
What is this? What are they doing? This is down at Edgewater?
Yeah, the NeoCycle thing is pretty cool. They have a bunch of bicyclists to go. I know. They have like neon stuff. At night, they have neon stuff all over their bikes, and they all just, I don't know if it's a race. I think it's a race. But it's pretty cool.
Is it today only, or is it happening all this week?
That I don't know. I saw it 2 years ago.
The reason I'm asking is because I would find it ironic. This was one of the locations, this park, was one of the locations that I looked at securing for Roverfest, and they were like, no, not going to do it. I go, why not, man? Nah, not going to do it. We don't want too much liability. How ironic would it be if they have their big community event, you know, the big thing that it's so great, so safe, family friendly, and someone gets paralyzed and sues.
Jeez.
Wouldn't that be ironic?
Yeah.
I do hope that the person is okay because they fell right off of this teeter totter. I mean, do you remove that for the rest of the day?
Yes.
The teeter totter.
Can you keep that up? Yes. Oh, because somebody got paralyzed, but let's keep it up.
So this is the event?
There's a ton of bikes.
And they just have
lights on?
No, but there's like lights on their wheels too.
I see. Yeah, we're looking at them. And they're just going like really slow lights on.
You do the snits?
No, I saw it. Like those guys.
That looks so sweet.
That guy
had black light on his spokes.
Yeah, but I mean, all right. So people.
Yeah, those concerts.
Nothing
and stuff.
Wrong with that.
Jeez, sorry, nerd.
I'm not. I'm just
Gary.
I'm just asking what if that's it.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, I was just listening to the story. I'm sitting down here looking for water spouts, and just so happens they got an ambulance over there now. It looks like he's about to pull away. So
they did have to bring an ambulance for this. I mean, this just happened on the news. So
yeah, I just seen the ambulance down there, and they're moving away. So
all right, thank you, Gary. Everyone's seen the famous grape lady, right?
Oh, yeah. Grape stomp?
But it's always worth another time around.
It is almost always worth another time. What's the backstory behind this? This was in, where is this? It says Fox 5. Where's Fox 5?
I'm going to look up.
Someplace in California, I'm guessing. I don't know. But this is old, this video. This is an oldie but goodie. One of the greatest news blooper things. They have these vats, and these two women take off their shoes. One of them, I think, is a newscaster.
It's Atlanta.
It's Atlanta. All right. One of them is a newscaster, and the other probably works at this place. And they take off their shoes, and they start stomping these grapes. And then the woman goes to try to step out of the vat, and she gets tripped up. Well, the vats aren't just ground level. The vats are on a raised platform that is 3 feet, 4 feet off the ground, and she goes flying off. And
the noises she makes.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate this clip. Because of the aftermath.
According to this, she broke a couple ribs and she was in the hospital under observation for a couple weeks.
Oh, you can tell she's in pain.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she probably can't breathe, can't move. You'll hear it. You don't even need to see it. You don't have to have RMG TV to hear this.
And one of the things that's done is right here, these buckets are filled with grapes. What kind of grapes?
These are filled with Chamberson grapes, and the winner this Saturday who stomps the most juice will actually win an overnight stay here at Chateau Alon.
You ready?
You ready to try it?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
Not disgusting.
Let's
All right,
go.
You ready? Give us a 30-second time. Here we go. So what's the deal here? There's a contest to stomp, and how are you measuring who does the best stomping?
And whoever stomps the most juice wins an overnight stay, but it's not the only thing you can do.
The measuring cups are down below, right?
Measuring cups are down below.
All right. And if you win, you get to stay at Chateau Alon, and what else do you have going on here?
Well, if grape stomping's not your thing, you can come and spend the day listening to live music, eating international foods, having wine tours and tastings, vineyard tours, seminars, arts and crafts. It's a lot of fun, a whole day.
Stop.
Oh, I think she's actually hurt.
No, I think she is.
Yeah, she's hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
What?
You think?
Gosh, I hope she's okay.
Okay, we're going to make sure she is.
Getting to weather now. So, Stephanie, what do you think? Man, it was the newscaster. It wasn't the woman that I forgot. It's been a long time since I've seen that clip. It was the newscaster herself that fell, not the woman who worked there.
Well, she was showing off at the end.
She's like, stop the clock. Then she does a couple more.
Yeah.
And then she tries to step out, and does her foot clip the top of the bucket?
It tripped her up.
And she flips over.
Now, in hindsight, of course, being 2020, when you look at this, you go, they're stomping grapes 4 feet in the air. What do you expect? Right? Wouldn't
slippery.
You think someone might possibly trip and fall and do that?
And what else do you have going on here?
Well, if grape stomping's not your thing, you can come and spend the day listening to live music, eating international foods, having wine tours and tastings, vineyard tours, seminars, arts and crafts. It's a lot of fun, a whole day.
Stop.
Do you see how fast that cameraman went back up, though? I mean, he panned to her down on the ground for not even a full second, and then just straight back up, just
Wait,
away.
Play it again. I gotta see.
I mean, they must tell people on the news, pan away quick.
Yeah.
Before, if anything exciting happens, look away fast. Bill, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. And the best part of this video is if you guys could find it in slow motion, that's hilarious once you start screaming in slow motion.
I will. I'll see. Maybe during the break, I'll look that up. All right. Thank you, Bill. You ready for the Thursday hookup, Dieter?
Yeah.
All right, let's get started.
Hi, girls.
Horny guys.
And Rover's hooking them up. It's the Thursday hookup, powered by Miller Lite on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, this week's hookup hottie coming into the studio. We will get to know her in just a moment. And she's going to take your phone calls. Three guys will be able to call in and talk to her. She'll have some questions for you. She's going to pick one guy to take out on the date, and we will give you a dinner at Southside in Tremont and a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos as well. And Christina is here. Good morning, Christina.
Hi,
how
good
are
morning.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How old are you, Christina?
I am 26.
All right. And how tall are you?
5'2".
All right. What do you weigh?
180.
And she has long, dark hair. She, by the way, about 40 pounds of that 180 is right there in that chest, dear. Massive knockers. Yeah. Holy smokes.
I love that shirt.
Wow. Oh, thanks.
Dark hair, dark eyes, long dark hair. Not straight, wavy, I guess. Mm-hmm. What do you do for a living?
I am a shipping coordinator.
What does that mean exactly?
I set up shipment for our warehouse, so I contact the vendors to come in and...
To ship to you or ship away from you or
ship
both?
Ship to us.
Ship to you.
Yes.
So you guys make something and you need all these supplies and people send you stuff.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So that sounds like a busy job.
It is.
How long have you been single, Christina?
About 9 months.
What happened 9 months ago?
I just got out of an 8-year relationship.
8 years? Yeah. What, did you start dating this guy when you were 12? I mean, come on.
No.
8 years?
Yeah.
What happened? Why end it after 8 years?
I guess the flame just died.
Yeah.
You know, after 8 years, it's easy for someone to take you for granted.
Who broke up with who?
I broke up with him.
You did?
Yeah.
He was taking you for granted?
Yeah.
And how did you break the news? How did you break up? You do it in person? You do it in text?
I did not do it in text.
This is what I hear. This is how the kids break up these days, Christina.
No, I did it in person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you said, what? We got to break up? We need some time apart? What was
No, I didn't say we needed time apart. I just said, you know, it's not there anymore. And it was over.
And
that was the gist of it.
And he was okay with it?
No, he was not.
No.
No.
Start crying?
He cried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
No.
So he cried and you didn't. Wow, guy
cried. The man cries.
Oh, Dieter.
You said the girl pulls that move.
Did you say, you little bitch? I mean,
in my head I was thinking it.
All right, so what have you been doing over the past 9 months? You've been hooking up with guys? You've been going out on dates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
And any success so far? I mean, I guess it can't be great success or you wouldn't be here today.
Yeah. Not really.
What's the big problem you run into with guys that you've met in the past 9 months?
Bad music taste, for one.
All right.
And they're just boring. Or they come off too strong at first. And that's a big turnoff.
And was it weird getting back into the saddle after 8 years?
It was really weird. Really weird.
Did you, during this 8-year period, did you have sex with anyone else or were
No.
you strictly with that one guy?
Yeah, I was just with him.
Did you think you were going to get married to that guy?
Actually, I was.
You were what? You were married?
Yeah, for about 3 months.
Oh, for 3 months?
That's it?
What?
Yeah. How does why this even get work? Married?
Yeah, wait a second. How does that work?
You know, the flame was dying, and I was like, well, maybe things will get better if we get married.
Oh, no, don't make that mistake.
So we eloped, and we were married for about 3 months, and I'm like, well, this isn't working. So then we got divorced.
You are the poster child for this now, official spokesperson, but I'm going to be right there in her corner. I think you'll agree with me when I say this. If it's not working out, getting married is not going to fix the problem.
Definitely not.
You know what else doesn't fix the problem?
They have a kid, right?
Having a kid doesn't fix the problem either.
Exactly.
In fact, both of those probably do nothing but compound existing problems. Don't expect things to get better when you get married or when you have a kid. Expect them to get worse. So you need to start from a really good place before you decide to get married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you eloped. Why did you elope? You just decided...
It was really
spontaneous.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to?
We got married at this little chapel in Canton.
Okay. So you didn't actually go to Vegas or anything like that? Okay.
No.
What did your family say when you call them up and you go, we got married?
I mean, they like him. So
oh, they like
him? They were happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, and then what happened 3 months later when you go, this isn't working, what'd your family say?
They said I was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't think you're stupid.
I don't think I'm stupid.
Look, stupid for getting divorced?
You have to do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
And if you're not happy, what are you going to do? I mean, your parents or whoever, your family, they're not living with this guy. They're not married with him. So why should they say that you're stupid?
You know, I have like really strict, strict Asian parents.
Mm.
So they kind of, tell me what to do, like all that.
Are you half Asian? Or I mean, because
no.
Really, okay, because you don't look full Asian.
I don't.
No, I mean, you look half Asian to me.
I'm full.
Okay. Yeah. What? Don't tell us, because we were just talking about this yesterday. Dieter said he had a hard time determining what country someone is from. All right.
Yeah, like Japanese, Chinese, Korean.
What do you think?
I'll give you a hint. It's South.
Don't even tell.
Okay.
You said South. South Korean now.
No.
No, it's by the Philippines, maybe.
Close.
Vietnamese.
Very close. Getting hotter.
What's the other one by Vietnam?
Laos?
Yes.
Oh, she's Laotian.
Yeah.
I think is how you say that, right?
Lao.
Okay. Oh, you're Lao.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, is Laotian not a word? Am I making that
it's
up?
A body of water.
I think that's what the French call the Atlantic. Laotian.
Yeah.
Your parents are strict and they're like, they're those Asians. I have a lot of Asian friends and they do have very strict parents.
Yeah.
And when I was growing up, like these kid that I knew, like he couldn't go outside and play because his parents were like, gotta do your math homework. You know?
Exactly.
All the stereotypes about Asian parents.
True.
They're mostly true.
Yeah.
So was the guy that you were married to for 3 months, was he Asian?
No.
Okay. Oh. So they even liked him though? They couldn't
I have
be
a thing
that
for
strict.
White guys.
You do?
Yeah.
Penises are larger.
Is it yeah.
true? Is it true what they say about Asian men?
No.
Have you been with an Asian man?
Yeah, once.
And was he
it was
well
like
endowed?
Average.
Have you seen your dad's penis?
No.
Yeah, of course you have. Come on, every kid's seen their dad's
maybe
penis.
Maybe like when I was like 3.
Sure.
I don't remember that.
It didn't...
I probably blocked it out of my memory.
Short-term memory.
All right, so tell me what kind of guy you're looking for, Christina.
That's such a hard question.
White guy. You like white guys.
Yeah. I prefer them.
What about a black guy? You ever been with a black guy?
No.
That would really get your parents riled up.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So, I mean, what kind of guys are you into? Are you like guys your age, older, younger? What are you into?
I like older guys.
Okay. Up to how old? I mean, you go up to 70. I mean it's probably too old.
I've been on a date with the guy that's 40.
Okay.
That's like the oldest I've been with.
All right. Did you put out to him?
No.
All right.
No.
So he didn't get into your pants. So you didn't put out to the 40-year-old yet.
No.
All right. So you like older guys. Anything else you're into with guys?
I like guys with tattoos.
Okay.
Preferably like dark-haired guys.
Okay.
Definitely have to be taller than me.
You're 5'2". Everyone's taller than you, right?
Well, I actually...
You have heels on, so that makes you taller.
I did go on a date with a guy once and found out he was shorter than me.
He's officially a midget then. I mean,
I guess. He was like this much shorter than me.
Who'd you go on a date with? Wee man? I mean, that's tiny.
Yeah, 5'2".
I didn't know he was shorter than me.
Jeffrey's dad is 5'2", I think.
Oh, that's generous.
Is it really? Is he even shorter than that?
No, I think he's exactly 5, he said.
Really? All right. So what do you like to do for fun, Christina?
I don't really have any hobbies. I like hanging out with my friends. We go to the bar.
You drink a lot?
Not really. I go to the bar to hang out. I don't get drunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of music? You say you don't like guys with bad taste in music.
Punk rock.
That's what you like?
Yes.
You like punk rock.
I love punk rock.
And what is the worst kind of music? If a guy's like, I like this kind of
modern
music.
Modern country.
You don't like that.
No.
It's almost like modern country is basically
pop
music.
Yeah. It's horrible. Yeah.
It's big now, though. Everyone's into that. It's very... It's very popular. They got this one guy. I think he's even playing this iHeart Music Festival that we're going to. What's the guy's name?
Luke Bryan?
Nope. What is it?
Thomas Rhett.
Nope. Maybe he played last year. Who was the guy that played last year? Sam something or other? No. Does that sound like Sam?
What did she say?
Chris Lane.
Quit touching the knobs to pretend to like this song that you don't actually like.
I think. Oh man, what is this guy's name? But he's like a country. I want to say country, almost like a country rapper.
That sounds horrible.
Oh yeah, it's. But girls love this guy. They're
Cowboy
going
Troy.
No, it's not like straight rap. There are even more rappy guys, but this is very pop. He wears long white T-shirts a lot.
Chris Stapleton or Thomas Rhett?
Neither one. It was last year. Last year.
Oh, last year then?
I'll find out.
All right. All right, if you think you would be a good match for Christine. Yes, Sam Hunt. I think that's who I'm talking about. He's a country guy, right? Who does, like, very... He's that guy that had that song, I hated the song.
Yeah, this guy's hit.
How does this go?
It's got a body like a backrub. I don't know what that means.
This is a newer one.
It's not curvy.
The song that this guy had was...
Dumbass?
No, she has scoliosis or something.
No, it's not Jeffrey. It's in the name, Body Like a Backrub.
It was the song that he had last year that was a big hit. And it was, oh man, it was the worst song, Charlie.
Make You Miss Me, Take Your Time, House Party, Break Up in a Small Town.
I think Take Your Time. That's one where he's just talking. I shouldn't say rapping because he's a country. It's not rap, but it's just him talking about. Get to the other song. Play the other one real quick.
You haven't heard this one?
No, I've heard this. Yeah.
No, this is the worst.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I said get rid of this. No, this. The other one's worse.
This is horrible.
Isn't
they
this
talk,
terrible?
They sing, yes. They talk, yes. I didn't know who sang this. Not say
hi. Chicks love this guy.
Oh, and I know he's your talking.
Name. Somebody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now. So I don't want to come on strong.
This is country.
Don't get me wrong. He like doesn't know how to sing it, so he talks it. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me.
I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. Yeah, chicks love this dude.
Oh man.
So this is the worst kind of music,
yeah,
according to you.
Definitely.
All right. So if a guy wants to take you out on a date to a Sam Hunt concert,
I mean,
he's
it's not a deal breaker. Just. Not my cup of tea.
All right. All right, 866-YO-ROVER to hook up with Christina. 866-967-6837. You can see pictures of her at roverradio.com right now as well. We will be right back to take your phone calls after this. Hang on.
Trying to pick you up. Trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here because she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and want to stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could have rolled your ass, told me to go to hell. Could have walked away, but you're still here. And I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't want to steal your freedom. Change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't have to meet your mother. We don't have to cross that line. I don't wanna steal your covers.
Charlie.
Just so you know, you cut me in line. He's like, no, I didn't.
If there's a scab...
No, you looked me right in the eyes.
He will pick it.
And then you got right in front of me in line.
And pick it.
I'm not trying to fight. You just know that you cut me in line.
You get the idea.
And now you're just acting like you didn't.
Thanks for picking Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, it is the Thursday hookup, and Christina is here, this week's hookup hottie. You can see pictures of her at roverradio.com. And give her a call. She's going to talk to three guys, ask some questions of each one, and pick one to take on a date, and we'll pay for the entire thing. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. She's 5'2". Long, dark hair. Wavy. She has brown eyes. She is... Wow, is that how you say
it?
Yeah. 180, did I say that? She's a shipping coordinator, and she wants to go out on a date with you. We'll give you dinner at Southside in Tremont. And they say they're the home of the best Bloody Mary in town, they claim as well. And a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos, 866-YO-ROVER. Let's go to Randy. You're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, tell us how old you are, Randy.
I'm 28 years old.
And what do you look like?
I'm 6'2". I'm 180 pounds, lean muscle, a couple tattoos, a little beard.
All right. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a computer tech.
Computer tech. All right. Christina, what do you want to know about Randy?
Okay, what's the freakiest thing you've ever been a part of?
Well, there's been plenty of freaky activities I've been a part of, but one that stands out, I was at a pool party one time, and I did the deed inside the pool with everybody around.
With everyone around. And
everyone, so you're an exhibitionist.
Oh, yeah, in a major way.
Christina, what about you? What's the freakiest thing you've ever been involved in?
Well, I did hook up with this guy off of Tinder. It was like a mutual hookup.
Uh-huh.
And apparently he was really into...
To rephrase that. He was into,
tossing salad.
Yeah, okay, sure. Tossing salad. Yeah, okay.
He really liked the salad.
Okay.
To you?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Are you okay with that?
I didn't know what to do. I let him do it.
Did you enjoy it?
I don't know. I mean, okay, yes, I kind of enjoyed it.
You can't be middle of the road.
But he did it for like 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Oh, yes.
My, that's a long time.
And he's been begging me to come back.
That's more like a two-minute activity, right? I mean, 20 minutes?
Second.
He was super into it.
Oh, he loved it. An extra large salad.
Yeah, wow. He loved it. And he's now been reaching out all the time, just wants more.
Yeah.
Wow. And have you hooked back up with this guy?
No.
Because of that, or?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe, go ahead, dude.
There was like no warning, so it kind of freaked me out.
What, were you on your back and he just put your legs up, or what?
I was bent over.
You were bent over.
Yeah.
You're on all fours, or you're bent over the bed?
I was bent over the couch.
Uh-huh.
That's hot. I think it's a compliment that you're very clean, that he would do that for 20 minutes. Because if a guy goes for like 2 seconds and leaves the course.
20 minutes.
No,
dear,
but that shows, Rover, you're not going to stay for 20 minutes if she's dirty.
I'm not going to stay for 20 minutes no matter what. I mean, I've done that to chicks. 20 minutes, though. I mean,
it shows that he was.
Yeah, I'm not exaggerating either. It was a long time.
Were you just like looking over at the clock going, wow, 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 12 minutes? How long do you think? Did he eventually stop or did you say, okay, that's enough?
He stopped.
All right. What if he didn't stop? What if he just kept going? How long would it have been?
I probably would have switched it up.
All right. All right. What else do you want to know about Randy?
If your house was on fire, Randy, and you could only grab three things, what would you choose?
Three things I would grab. First thing, I'd have to grab my wallet. That's first things first. Then probably grab my dog, Petey. Rocco, whatever you want to, you know, he has two names. And I would grab a bottle of Jack, probably, just to ease the pain of losing everything in my home.
All right. What would you grab, Christina?
I'm a pretty simple girl, so I'd probably grab my purse, my phone, and maybe some clothes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing. What about, you don't have any...
I don't have any sentimental things.
Nothing. No sentimental things. All right. All right, one last question for Randy.
Jeffrey is now hanging out with a prostitute. Would you bang an ex if she offered $100 a pop?
Oh, yeah. I would definitely bang my exes. They're all dime pieces.
All right.
Everyone.
Thank you, Randy. Is Randy a real guy or what? I mean, the voice. Is that
very
a real...
nasally.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, is he a real guy?
Remember Randy Savage called in last... Yeah. I think...
Is Nads letting every...
No,
that
wasn't
this
me.
This is how he Dumb. sounds
Dumb let, Dumb let Randy Savage through.
And that was the same guy again.
And now it's another Randy.
This guy sounded way more cool. Like, if you think that's cool, you got to check your hearing.
Would you, with an ex, Christina?
Any ex.
If an ex. Not any ex, but particular ones. If they called you up and they said, I'll give you $100.
No.
You wouldn't do it.
No.
$1,000.
No.
$10,000.
Okay, $10,000.
All right, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a stranger?
I would not have sex with a stranger for $100.
Because what about $10,000?
Yeah, sure.
$10,000, you'd have sex with a stranger. Okay, all right.
Or the ATM, right?
Say that, what?
Go to the ATM right now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about after we toss salad and then you throw ATM, I go,
yeah.
Really?
We do that for ATM.
Yeah, okay. anyone who doesn't understand that? Just do a Google
search,
I suppose. All right. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837 to hook up with Christina. She's 26 years old, 5'2", 180. She's a shipping coordinator, dark hair, dark eyes. You can see pictures of her at roverradio.com. Matt, you're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing all right. Tell us how old you are.
I'm 25.
All right. What do you look like?
6 foot, 190, athletic build with a beard.
Okay. And what color hair and eyes?
I have brown hair, brown eyes.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I own my own construction business.
Okay. All right. Now, Christina did say she likes older guys. Dumb. I'm so used to saying dumb now for the past 2 weeks. Nads, our regular phone screener, puts a 25-year-old through, so
well,
he's got an uphill battle.
I asked her what her age range is.
Yes.
And it was 25 through 40.
Oh, so. Okay. All right. All right. So you pre-approved this. She. All right. My mistake, Nads. All right. Christina, what do you want to know about Matt, guy number two?
All right, Matt. You can have one superpower in the bedroom and only one. What is it and why did you pick it?
Probably the endurance, just so that way everything would last longer, and the longer you last, the more it actually means.
Hmm. I would say a go-go gadget tongue. That's what I would go for. Endurance, I don't know. I think endurance is overrated. I think that's more of a bragging right amongst guys. Like, oh, I was pounding this chick out for 45 minutes. I don't know if chicks are really that into, you know, as long as you're more than 30 seconds or 60 seconds. Well, you know what I mean. If you're average, I think they're okay with it. But you have that go-go gadget tongue.
They love that.
Christina, what would you say? What would a superpower be for a guy that you would want him to have? Would it be endurance? Would it be something else?
Yeah, it would be.
Endurance is what you would be into.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And what if you could have a superhero
My
strength?
Superpower would be to orgasm quickly.
And that's what you would... is it hard to get you to the top of the mountain now?
It's not hard. It just takes a while.
How long are we talking?
I don't know, like 30 minutes.
Oh, maybe. God.
Is that too long?
That's a long time.
That's a cramp waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah. That's like, that's why you gotta, I mean,
I've done it in a minute before.
With a vibrator or something? Or?
No.
With a guy?
Yeah.
So it's up to the guy to deliver.
Yeah.
To be able to.
What's the difference between 30 minutes and 1 minute? What was it that made
I don't know what happened. He just went down and it was... I was done.
And you were like, oh, my God, one minute, he did it perfectly.
Yeah.
All right. What else do you want to know about guy number two, Matt?
What was the last thing you honestly stole?
I actually don't steal. It's kind of against my morals.
Oh, come on. Your entire life?
You never stole anything, ever.
Nope. Never stole nothing.
Never stole anything. You don't believe him, Christina?
Everyone's stolen something.
What have you stolen?
The last thing I stole?
Yeah.
A pack of gum on accident.
How'd you do it on accident?
It was in my hand.
And you just walked out of a store with it?
Yeah.
Did you feel bad about that?
No.
No, all right. All right, one last question for Matt.
All right, if you had to give yourself a nickname right now that best describes you in bed, what would it be and why?
That's actually hard. I'd probably say speedy just because I like going fast and hard. I mean,
what was
I kind of like being a dominant one.
Yeah, what is the nickname?
What'd you say?
What is it? You would say what? I didn't hear the name that you said.
It would be Speedy.
Speedy.
I like going fast and hard.
Fast and hard. All right. Speedy Gonzalez over here. All right, Matt, hold on. Do you have any, if you had a nickname, Christina, for your bedroom style, what would it be?
Nickname. Probably Superhead. I don't
Superhead.
I wouldn't even have to explain that.
That requires no explanation.
No.
Wow. You consider yourself quite skilled.
Fellatio.
Uh-huh. Wow. Now, how does one know that you're that good? I mean, the guys tell you it's the best that they've ever had?
Mm-hmm.
And are you able to have guys reach the top of the mountain quickly? How fast, on average, would you say?
The fastest I've done, probably like 3 minutes.
And what is it on average?
It's like close to there, like
about
three
to 5 minutes, you would say.
Yeah,
on average.
That's good,
Dieter.
She can get the guy there. Because sometimes,
but how many times have you heard this from girls? I've heard this a million times. Oh, I'm the best at it. I'm so good. Blah blah blah. And then, okay.
And every girl after, I tell them that was the best ever every time because I want them to keep doing it.
Oh my.
So you have to take it with a grain of salt.
All right. Time for one last guy, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Let me go to Mike, guy number three. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Tell us how old you are.
I am 29 years old.
All right. And what do you look like?
I'm 6'1", brown hair, brown eyes, a couple tattoos, one on each arm.
What do you weigh?
I weigh about 220.
And what do you do for a living, Mike?
I work at Akron Fulton Airport.
All right. So he works at the airport. Who knows what he does, but that's okay. All right. Christina, what do you want to know?
A little bit of everything.
All right. What do you want to know about Mike?
Jeffrey said he felt curious yesterday. Tell me of a time you had a bi-curious dream.
I actually really haven't had one.
I don't know if I buy that. I mean, I got to be honest. I've had gay dreams before, probably 3 times in my life. And you wake up, you go, oh, man, that was weird. It doesn't mean that you're gay.
What were you doing in them? Yeah, tell us about it.
I was railing you little butt buddy. No, I don't know. I mean, like I said, probably 2 or 3 times in my entire life.
Stick out. Yeah, which ones?
I don't remember.
On
I
your
mean,
knees?
I don't recall. Oh, I don't know how graphic it was. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm holding something in that's just waiting to get out. Maybe my inner flamboyant self, but none of you guys, I'm the only one. No one else has ever had. Okay.
No.
Man. Sure. Of course not. No. Christina, what about you? Have you ever had a dream about being with another girl?
Yeah, a couple times.
Uh-huh.
Have you been with another girl?
Yeah, a couple times.
And did you enjoy it? Would you do it again?
Yeah.
How old were you the first time you were with a girl?
I think I was 18.
And how does this even go down? What do you, let me get like a slumber
I don't know.
Party?
We were wasted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is it just making out or is it completely
no,
new?
No, it's full the whole
on.
Shebang. Yeah.
The whole thing. You guys are like 69ing and everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Was that weird though? I mean, you'd never done that before and.
It was a little weird.
I mean, now it's just so socially accepted for women to do.
Yeah.
I mean, in pornos, women are doing it to each other all the time. It's. Guys tend to like that. Oh, I like girls who are into other girls. So I guess it's not. But still, if I mean, I don't know. I mean, even if it were socially accepted for, and I guess to some extent it is, but, you know, guy on guy stuff, I wouldn't be into it. Like, I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't want to do it. So are you into girls or?
No.
No. All right. Yeah.
Just experimenting, I guess.
You ever had a threesome?
Yeah.
With you and
another girl and a guy.
Another girl and a guy. So you and a, okay. Just one time or?
I've had one with two guys.
Oh, you had one with two guys too?
Yeah.
How'd that go down?
Everything starts with alcohol. We were drunk. And we just.
The key to your pants is alcohol, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. That's almost universally with women. You know, the drunker you get them, the more willing they are to put out.
Yeah.
All right. So you start, you get drunk. Mm-hmm. What are you at a bar? Who are these guys, first of all? You know these guys?
Yeah.
Okay. You at their place? You at a bar?
Their place. Uh-huh. We were drinking.
Uh-huh.
And one thing led to another, and we just...
end up going at it.
Yeah.
Now, are they... are you servicing one while the other is doing, and then you're swapping?
Yeah.
Did they... any DP action?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Geez.
Oh,
she's
so dirty.
She's
I love
really
it.
Kinky.
Oh, it's great, though, isn't it?
Yeah. At least I'm open about it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
very open.
On every end.
Why not?
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
All right. See, a lot of girls come, oh, no, I couldn't do it. I don't want to. How could you not want two guys if you're a girl? Just like a guy wants two girls.
No, I get it.
I don't understand how girls could say, no, I'm not into that. It's because they think they're going to be labeled a slut. That's why. I think every girl would like to have a
couple
of guys.
I don't think it's being slutty. I think it's being open sexually.
Mm-hmm. And you're pretty open. You have no issues. Afterwards, was it awkward or were you okay?
No, we're fine.
Yeah. All right. So you would do that again?
I don't know about that.
If you had a good time, why not do it again?
It was so long ago. I don't know if I'd do it again.
All right. What if you were dating a guy and he said, let's get another girl and bring her home tonight?
No.
You wouldn't do that?
No. I'm done with that phase.
With F...
Oh, that phase.
Oh, that phase. I thought she said F-E's. I go, I'm like...
Phase.
Okay. What phrase? What are they saying nowadays that I don't know what F-E stands for? Okay. Phase. Got it. All right. What else do you want to know about Mike, guy number three?
Would you cut off one of your arms if it reversed all the damage and death from Hurricane Harvey in Texas?
Yeah, I probably would.
Wow.
Got to do it yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they can't put you under and you just wake up without an arm.
You have to saw off your own arm.
You have to saw off your own arm.
That changes everything. Yeah, God comes to you and says, hey, you cut off your arm right now, I'll reverse all the damage and save those lives.
I probably would have a tough time doing it myself, but I mean, you know, just save everybody else and friends down there and...
Dieter, if they said that to you, would you cut off what? I mean, look at you. You're wearing a size medium shirt just to show off your extra large arms.
Triple XL, but yeah.
Uh-huh. And would you cut off one of these beautiful specimens?
I gotta be honest. No. No, I can't live without my arms, man. You take away an arm, that's a major thing to lose. I get maybe
even
a pinky.
To save everyone?
I don't know them.
What about your family? Would you cut off an arm to save your family?
You're talking about my whole family?
Yep.
Possibly.
How would
Can
you...
Can I get one less arm workout in, and then?
Sure. Right.
Oh, okay, yeah.
How would you have your arm cut off?
Oh.
Like, you had to... Either you cut it off, or I have to cut it off. You can't be put out.
Right.
And it can't be like you have a doctor do surgery, it's me doing it. How would you want your arm cut off?
The same way I would kill myself is... You get a vise and put a power saw in there or a buzz saw.
Yep.
And I would either run into it to cut my head off or I'd run into it to cut my arm off.
I don't think that would cut your arm off.
Then maybe a chainsaw. Is a chainsaw better because it's longer and I'm just going to clothesline it? You know, it's going to be vertical and it's just going to take my arm off.
See,
like
what
that.
I would be worried if, I mean, maybe it would. I don't know. I'd be worried that it's just going to. Yeah, and you're going to have
yourself,
such a last minute reaction. You're just going to cut like a big chunk of flesh off of your arm, you know?
If you take a knife and start cutting your arm, you'll get like an inch in and stop. You can't do it that way.
I didn't think you'll even get that far before you quit.
Well, the guy from 127 Hours, when he cut off his arm, he started doing it on the skin, and you stop. And you start hitting that nerve, you stop.
Sure, of course.
Mentally get into that zone and get through that nerve and then the bone, and it's hard to do.
If... What about if you tie your arm out like this, outside of your, what is that, perpendicular to your body, whatever?
Yeah.
Like you're being crucified, your arm's out, and an axe just...
Who's doing the axe?
I do the axe. I chop
Oh,
your
you're saying
arm
somebody else. Yeah, that would work.
You'd choose that over doing it yourself?
I guess.
Do you think Rover can make it through your arm, though, in one swipe?
No, probably be 10 swipes. You'd have to hack through it like a lumberjack.
You need a guillotine.
I don't know. I think you might be able to do it. I mean, you'd want to take some practice wax first, not on your arm, but on something else. I think you could go right through an arm with one whack of an axe.
I don't think so.
I don't
that
know.
That bone?
Yeah. Oh, Dieter's huge arms?
No. You guys are crazy.
What about this?
Through the arm.
What if you stood next to a train track and you had a train come by and take your arm off?
Oh, yeah. That, without a doubt, would happen. That would work.
It would, but is that the way you would want it?
I think it would just spin you around. And be all your mangled. Arm. I think you'd just be mangled. This would be a clean cut. Anything else would be a clean cut.
A train going over your arm. That's going to be a pretty clean cut, I think.
Yeah. Oh, you mean going over your arm?
Yeah.
Some reason, I thought you meant standing up and a train hits your arm.
Oh,
never mind.
No. Like you put it down on the track.
I'm an idiot. You're close on a train standing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, wow, you're just going to spin around.
I think an axe would go through your arm with one
hit. Not with you swinging it. I think you'd need like a super strong guy.
No, I think almost
guy.
Anyone doing it. It's got.
Have you ever chopped a log?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid. Boy Scouts and stuff.
Yeah, did you get through it? Or you hit it and just kind of cracks and you have to do it again?
Well, first of all, a log is like, the logs we were cutting were like 12 inches thick.
It's also softer than bone.
Yeah, but your bone is how thick? It's, I mean, an inch and a half or something? I mean, they'll cut right through there, I think. Anyhow.
Would you do that? Would you cut off your arm to save these people?
That'd be hard, man.
Do you get fame and recognition for it?
No. It's just you and God knows.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you would be like a national hero. That's one-armed guy.
Oh, yeah, if the whole world knows.
Just me?
Yeah, just you know.
Do you think a pig is like an arm? Like, you know, anytime they do experiments and they want to, like, do an experiment on a dead body, they say a pig is the closest thing?
Yeah, I think just more for the skin and that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Do you think you go through a pig's neck with an axe?
With one?
Yeah, one swipe.
Well, that's thick, dude. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's...
It's a pig's neck.
A pig's neck is like 2 feet thick.
But how much is the bone? And the rest is just fat.
I don't know, but your arms aren't as big as as big as your arms are, Dieter. They're not as big as a pig's neck. Not even close.
You're sure? Talking about a massive pig.
Yeah, you're talking about a huge swine. I'm talking about like just a medium-sized.
What a baby hog. Pig! Yeah, would go right through a pig's neck. Let's get back
to the
talking
sex
about
talk.
Sex with Christina.
DP.
would you cut off your arm, Christina?
No,
you wouldn't. Even to help all those people?
No.
You could reverse all the destruction.
It already happened.
It'd reverse it. It'd immediately build their houses back and give them all their belongings and raise the dead.
I think I need two arms.
Okay.
What if you had to service 100 guys and would save all the people? Reverse.
I don't know about that.
No?
No.
You are the queen of that.
Yeah,
though.
Super
100 guys, they get a line.
I don't think my jaw could take that.
Would you service one guy to do it, Dieter?
Whoa, what are you talking about? Why even bring that up?
What about to save your family?
No, I'm sorry.
To save your whole family.
No, I'm good, man.
Really?
I'll go off.
You wouldn't?
You guys are like, oh, yeah, I'll do it right away.
What if everybody knows that you did it, though, and everybody's saved?
You think that's better?
What if no
one?
No, what if no one knows? No one knows, only you.
I still got limited.
You still wouldn't do it.
Still got limited, Rover.
Can you believe that?
That sounds like one of your
first
dreams
of all,
you had,
do
Robert?
You believe that?
No, I don't believe
for
that.
For his family? No.
I would do it to save someone in Dieter's family. I don't
want
to
say
that.
What are these guys going to?
Where are we taking this?
I just, Dieter, I mean, if it's to save your family, I'd say go ahead. Why not?
Because, Rover, there's some things you just don't do.
We won't judge you.
No, it's just, it's too far. You got to live with that, man.
So what? So what? Did you enjoy it? No. Okay, so what? That's all that matters.
My dad would even say, why'd you do that to save my
life? I think Dieter's afraid that he's going to do it and like it.
Yeah. Or where he's really good at it.
Yeah, he's that's got to be what you're worried about, Dieter.
Rover, you just had three gay dreams in a row. You're ragging on me?
Yeah. Over,
come on.
Over 40 years, I had three. That's apparently now.
Starting at one? You had one?
In a row. Okay. All right, one last question here for guy number three, Mike.
What have you tried in the bedroom that you wouldn't try again?
Probably myself being restrained.
You did try that, and you don't want to try that again?
I've had a girl in the past do it once, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not like claustrophobic or anything, but just with me being tied up, not being able to do anything. I mean, that's, I would do it to somebody else if they were into it, but not myself.
Was it arms and feet, ball gag, everything?
Just arms.
All right. What about you, Christina? Is there anything that you would not try in the bedroom again?
Probably not that 20-minute salad tossing session. Yeah.
What about a 2-minute?
Maybe.
You'd be into that.
Yeah, you didn't have to do any work. You just had to bend
so
over.
So it was weird.
Have you ever done that to a guy?
Yes.
And
once.
For how long?
Like a couple seconds.
That's it? Just a couple seconds?
Just to try it.
Uh-huh. And would you do it again?
No.
Even if you were dating a guy and he's like, this is what I love. This
no.
This is the best.
No.
Wow. All right. Let me take a break. We're going to give Christina a few minutes to think about what guy she's going to pick to take out on the date. We'll give them dinner at Southside in Tremont, a full-service bar with a big late-night food menu, home of the area's best Bloody Mary, they say, and a 1,000-square-foot indoor-outdoor patio that's open every day of the year. And a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. They have 24-hour service and can do just about anything you need for your transportation. SafeAndReliableLimos.com. We'll quickly recap the three guys she talked to and find out who Christina is going to take out on the date right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Never know what you're gonna hear.
Would you have a threesome with your sister?
I think I would have to be really intoxicated.
You both find him attractive.
It's gotta be right. Yeah.
Hey, can I get in on that? This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Christina is here. She's this week's hookup hottie, and she's talked to three guys, and she's going to pick one to take out on the date. Let me quickly recap the three guys in case you missed any of them. Randy was the guy number one. He's a 28-year-old computer technician. Freakiest thing he's ever done was have sex at a pool party when a bunch of people were around in the pool. He would grab his wallet, dog, and bottle of Jack Daniels if his house were on fire and he could only grab three things before getting out. And he says that he would bang all of his exes for $100 a pop. Matt was the second guy she talked to, 25 years old. He works in construction. He says that if he could have one superpower in the bedroom, it would be endurance. He claims he's never stolen anything in his entire life. And if he had a nickname to describe himself in the bedroom, it would be Speedy. Fast and hard. That's why. And the third guy that she talked to is Mike, who's 29 years old. He works at an airport. He says that he's never had a bi-curious dream in his entire life. He says that he would cut off one of his arms if it reversed all the death and damage from Hurricane Harvey in Texas. And he says that he would not like to be tied up in the bedroom again. He tried that once, and he just didn't like it because he was helpless there, tied up. All right, Christina is here, and she has thought about all three guys. Whoever she picks, we're going to give them dinner at Southside in Tremont. And a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. They have 24-hour service and a bunch of different vehicles. And they've been our limo company for, I don't even know. Long time, hasn't it?
Almost the beginning.
Big Al, he's the owner there.
Great guy.
He takes you sometimes. You guys will go to things, sporting events.
Oh, yeah, basketball like games, football. Yeah, he's great guy.
He's into sports.
To drink and hang with.
He
can eat.
He can.
There was an all-you-can-eat buffet one time. All you can eat, all you can drink. I mean, this guy was able to eat the entire 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Usually, like, you eat and then you go and drink.
Yeah.
He would just snack the 3 hours.
Just nonstop eating. Did he do a lot of drinking simultaneously?
Oh, yeah. Eat, take a sip, eat, take a sip. And he's just getting bigger and bigger. About to burst, but man, it was free. You can't blame him.
Now, by the way, he's not the guy driving around.
No, he's just the owner.
That's right. So you don't have to worry about him drinking while he's driving. No, he doesn't drive around. All right, Christina, you've had some time to think about those three guys. But before you tell us who you are picking, tell us who you are not picking and why you are not picking.
Definitely not picking Randy.
Guy number one. Why not?
All the answers to the questions were big red flags.
Okay. All right.
The sex at the pool party, having sex with the ex.
Would you have sex in
and
front
his
of
nasally voice? No.
No, you wouldn't. All right. At a pool party, you wouldn't
definitely
do that.
Definitely not.
Okay. All right, that leaves it between guy number two, Matt, and guy number three, Mike. Who are you not picking and why?
I'm not picking Mike.
Guy number three, why not?
I feel like he's lying about not having a bicarious dream, like, ever.
He's never,
Yeah, I feel like he's lying about that.
I mean, it just seems like a thing that probably most people have had, whether they want to admit it or not. Yeah. Sure, Nads can shake his head no in there, but I've seen the outfits that this guy wears out in public. You tell me he doesn't have gay dreams? Okay.
Think about this outfit on your floor, Rover.
Oh, yeah. So that leaves guy number two is who you're picking. Matt, the 25-year-old. All right. Why'd you pick him? What'd you like about him?
I felt like he was really honest about all of his answers.
Okay. And you like honest? You're open. You're honest.
Yeah.
What about a guy who was on the phone? He wanted to know, because you're so open and honest, you said that you had strict Asian parents. He wanted to know, what would they say if they knew that you had been DP'd and that kind of stuff?
Oh.
Dishonor, probably.
Dishonor. Yeah. They'd probably disown you.
Yeah.
Would they know what DP means, though? Probably not. Like, they're from the old country.
I don't know. I don't know.
How'd they get over here? Both your parents?
They came during the Vietnam War.
They did?
Yeah. So they were like, I think they were like 12 or 11.
Oh, they were little kids when they got here. So they're probably pretty Americanized then.
Mm-hmm.
So their parents must have brought them over here, your grandparents. I'm guessing. Yes. I don't know. I'm just making this all up. So they came over were they in a war area or wherever? I don't know. I don't know all my history about the Vietnam War and Laos.
Did they come over together and meet each other once they got here?
They met each other after they got here.
Oh, so they didn't know each other?
No, they didn't know each other.
Well, I guess not at the age of 12 or whatever. So they both came over during that same period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I'm fascinated about this. I find it interesting, people going to live in a new country. It's got to be, did they speak any English when they got here? I'll bet people were probably mean to them.
They had sponsors before they came over, so the sponsors kind of help them get acclimated.
Integrate into society. Mm-hmm. What was it, like a church or something there? Some sort of group that helped them out?
Yeah.
How did they treat them when they got here?
They don't really talk about it.
I'll bet people were very cruel, especially during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
It was still going on.
Right. Yeah, you were probably calling them all sorts of names. And, you know, the one that rhymes with spook. You know what one I'm talking about, theater. you know, people can be very cruel to kids at the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
Was anyone ever cruel to you or no?
Yeah.
They were?
Yeah.
Kids are just mean to each other, aren't they? They'll find reasons to be. What were they mean to you about? Because you're Asian?
Yeah.
What would they say? They would make names, call you names?
Oh, they would like make, like, I remember the first time it ever happened to me, I was like in elementary school, and this guy was like saying, I was like, I eat dogs and cats. I'm like, no, I don't. And he made me cry.
That was the first time that you would ever.
It was at the end of the day, and I went out the doors crying to my dad.
And what did he say?
He just told me, you know, it happens, and just stay strong. And
you know what would have been sweet is if he would have gone in there and like done some karate or something on that dude's ass, right?
He ate his dog.
Yeah. all right. Well, Christina, good luck on your date.
Thanks.
Let us know how it turns out.
Sure.
And if he wants to toss salad, just tell him there's a strict 19-minute time limit on that. All right. Thank you, Christina. Ladies, if you want to get on the Thursday hookup, go to roverradio.com. And you can sign up to come in studio and talk to guys on the phone and pick one to take out on a date. And we will pay for the entire thing. That's at roverradio.com. It's under the menu option that says the show. It's linked in there. And she seemed like a nice girl, didn't
yeah.
she? I mean,
fun to party
sweaty,
with.
But not like a slut, if yeah, that yeah, makes yeah. sense. I don't know how you explain
Kinky,
that.
Kinky, but not a slut.
Thank you. That's there you go. Yeah. That's a perfect combination, I think, that guys are looking for, right? All right, let me take a quick break. We have a lot to talk about this morning. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Place of the phrase government dongs.
Government cheese? Did they give you that? No, seriously.
Did they give you government dongs?
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
I was just looking at the hurricane tracker, and it looks like Saturday night, that's when it's going to get bad in South Florida.
That's the first time they're going to experience tropical winds.
Saturday night.
Yeah, and I think it actually peaks like Sunday at 8 a.m.
Is it just going on the Atlantic side?
That's what it looks like, according to the forecast, but who knows? I mean, these things can change last minute.
And this other one, Jose, is going to come out. I don't think it's going to reach Florida, but it's going to nail these islands again. By the weekend.
Man. What kind of preparations do you take if you're living in Florida?
I would do what I said. Go get a bunch of buckets and fill them with tap water right now so you have water.
And you got to put them up high in case there is any flooding.
Get a lid. I already looked at Home Depot. They're like $2 for the bucket and then $1.50 for the lid. Get 5 of those and just load them up. That'll give you 25 gallons of water that you know is safe right then. Put them up high.
How long can water just sit out?
It's not going to be great. It's like, you know, it's going to be kind of gross, like still water sitting there, but it's better than drinking.
Better than no water.
Flood water.
Yeah. Get a life straw.
Get one of those, too.
Yeah. We're going to test those things out tomorrow.
I would also.
I heard that boarding up your windows does nothing. I read that in an article. I read that they said don't even bother boarding up your windows because these hurricanes can drive like a piece of straw through, through
tornado.
That.
Tornado.
Maybe it's. I saw a lady.
Same thing, Doogie. I mean,
no.
Well, according
oh my
to Doogie, it is the same thing. I saw the dumbest tweet from Doogie yesterday. She said, "Is it wrong that the movie Twister's on right now?"
Was it? That's what? On every weekend on TBS.
Yeah, why would that be wrong?
I haven't seen the replies from.
I looked at them
from Twitter, but on Instagram, I posted that, and because you can have a discussion. Better on Instagram, I feel. And then people were mean. Oh my God, people were mean on my thread. They're like, you're an idiot. You're a moron. How am I a moron? It's natural disaster. That's what it is. Why would you? And they're like, they probably had this in there for months.
So no, what about earthquake movies? Can't play those during this period of
perfect
time?
Perfect Storm. Would
Sharknado.
Be,
San Andreas.
Sharknado. Any perfect of these. Storm. I just think you're capitalizing on what we're all top of mind situations. And I think it's tacky.
No, I think it was probably just scheduled to play that.
No, it wasn't.
Probably
the
beginning of the year they scheduled all
this. Yeah, it's on every weekend.
No.
Yeah.
We've talked about it. That's a great movie. It is a great movie. We've talked about it in the past where somebody will die and all of a sudden you'll have their movies are on. They
okay,
do that?
Yeah. Okay. But I don't think that they did that for
I do.
This
totally,
movie.
Totally disagree.
But it's not a tornado.
I actually don't disagree. They might be doing that.
It's not a tornado, Nads.
Is there anything wrong with it? People are interested
in
it.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but like on every single news channel, every channel, it's hurricane, hurricane, hurricane. You might as well capitalize and get people to tune in and watch some natural disaster movies.
Is it weird that I've been paying more attention to the one about to hit Florida than the one that was about to hit Texas?
I agree 100%. I didn't even know the Texas one was happening until they
really?
Said Houston's underwater. Like, I wasn't paying attention to it at all. And they said, this is out of control.
Do you think we're paying more attention to this one because...
Because we just saw
we saw the destruction in Houston?
Oh, for
like
sure.
Like, if Houston hadn't just happened, you'd probably be like, they're overblowing this in the news. But, you know, they're just trying to get ratings.
No,
big
deal. I 100% agree with you that I don't think I'd be... Like, I'm watching the Weather Channel yesterday. Why?
Dork.
I'm not there.
Isn't
it
great? I'm addicted to this.
Oh, come
on. It's great.
Is that too much?
The Weather Channel.
No, it's not great that what's happening, but I am drawn to it. I can't stop watching it.
I watch it on the news for 5-10 minutes, this update, and I'm just like, all right, enough. You see the same guy standing in a puddle of water in knee-high boots, and he's just like, oh, there's death, destruction. It's like, you feel so bad, but you don't want to keep seeing it over and over.
And what can you do, you know?
Right, you donate, and that's really it. But this one lady on the news, Rover, she bought a hurricane-proof house. And she's going to ride it out in Florida.
Yeah.
And the windows are bulletproof. So she's like, I have no worry. Nothing's going to get through my windows, my house. They may have, like, bulletproof glass for these... You think that's going to hold up?
Yeah, they do have very strict in well, at least in Miami, they have strict building codes. And I was looking at some of the stuff that had happened on these Caribbean islands. And I guess you pay more attention also because I've been to St. Martin just maybe a year or two ago. I think two years ago I went to St. Martin. So you've been there. You have more of a connection to a place. And I looked at this and I said, I get it. They don't have a lot of money, but why are you not building your buildings to be hurricane proof or resistant? You know, like on one of these islands, it said 95% of the buildings are damaged or destroyed, serious damage or destruction. I mean, pretty much flattened the island. Now, you know, hurricanes are going to roll through every
now
and then.
Money.
They always do.
But they don't have the money
for it.
It's
way more expensive.
Look at what happened. We went to...
But in the long run, it's going to be cheaper than rebuilding every 10 years or 15 years.
The resorts, they're the ones that make the money.
And then they rebuild.
Right outside, because they're making an ass ton of money. You go right outside the resort, and what do you see? Just
shacks.
It's just terrible. And all those people, how are they going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for it?
Well, they've got to have some sort of government that is...
We'll get right on that.
Functional.
I
guess because they're in the middle of the ocean, they don't get a lot of attention, but I've been to these places, and they're beautiful places. I've been to, I mean, not all of the islands in the Caribbean, but a lot, and they're beautiful places, but they're so dumpy.
Outside of?
So dumpy, and you go, look at all this great coastline that they have, and great areas, and it's dumpy, though. This is because it's so far away.
Does this keep you... Are you a little hesitant? Because I know you've always, God, for years, all we've heard about, I want to buy a place in Florida. I want to buy a place in Florida. Would you still, now that this is so top of mind, would you still want to buy a place in Miami? I think you
Is the that places
where?
That I have looked at are in high rises.
That'd be scary.
And
the wind's actually higher in a high rise than at ground level.
But they're built
hurricane.
For that.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not like a high rise.
Especially
is tumble over.
The more modern ones, especially.
The sides fall off sometimes.
Oh, that's
scary. It's not this hurricane proof in a high rise.
We have hurricane shutters.
The steel things?
Yeah, they come down.
You just said they don't work.
No. Shutters, not wood.
Those are
metal.
Steel things. They're like roller doors that come down almost.
Those work?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, more than. And those boards, I hear, are not that effective. I don't know if that's true or not.
I would still want to.
I read an article about this years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, that said, don't even worry about putting this plywood. You go to the Home Depot, you get a bunch of plywood, and you spend all day nailing them over your windows. Like, no, that's gonna, the wind will rip those things. How are you going to nail them in? It will rip them right out, or it'll blow things right through that plywood. They said, it's pointless. Now, I would say it's better than doing nothing. It would make you at least feel better, I suppose. But does it do any good?
I think so.
You see people put tape on the windows, too? That's garbage. What's that going to do?
Tape?
Yeah, yeah, like masking tape, a big X to strengthen it.
That's for shards of glass, I think.
And I was watching the Weather Channel yesterday, and they said, don't ever do that. That's stupid. It's a complete waste of time, the masking tape. Any duct tape, any tape on.
I think so, too. Yeah, what's that going to do?
I think, like, people think, like Spencer said, that when it breaks apart, maybe it'll stay together as a big piece instead of exploding. I think that's the reason why people are doing it.
I think so.
That's dumb. It's going to stay in four pizza pies of glass. What's the difference? It's still breaking.
Yeah. Adam in Palm Beach here on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Adam.
How you doing, Rover?
Yo.
I lived at St. Thomas for a few years. They got a lot. They build their stuff. They got a lot of unique ways of building things that are pretty strong. You know, the people who live on the inner side of the island, like the property you don't want, like the hot bowl on the, you know, no ocean view, they'll build a house one story high and they'll leave the rebar stick out for the next, when they get more money to build the second story, and they just pour a flat slab roof. It's actually going to be the floor in the future.
Yeah.
And they'll just roll it with rubber cement, you know, for it doesn't leak. They'll do that three stories high.
I wonder what the hell. I go, why are all these buildings half finished? They just build up and the rebar's sticking out the top. Mm. I've seen that before. That's the reason why.
Your son grows up and gets married and he builds his house on top of yours.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
There's no property to go around, and on the inner side of the mountain, you know, in between the mountains and the valleys, it's super hot. So
right.
None of the rich people buy property there. They buy it on the top, but on the outside, the ocean view. That's all I had.
Now, did they get hit there or what with this hurricane? I don't know what the story is with that.
Yeah, well, if St. Martin got it, they had to get something. Another neat thing they do is like a regular roof on a typical like a shed or small house. They'll take the tar paper. You ever see that tar paper with the stones on it?
Yeah.
3 foot wide. They'll roll it straight up the roof and over the peak and down the other side, and they'll put it side by side, and then they'll take 2x2s and nail them where the tar paper touches each other, and then they'll paint the whole roof a rubber coating. You know, and then they'll take the flashing and put it on top of the edge. They'll put it on top of the tar paper for the wind can't catch it and peel it off. Huh. You know, and they actually count on the rubber coating to keep the water out. You know, even though there's nail holes in it from the wood, it keeps it on there. You know, it's, you know, they wouldn't let you build something like that here, but it works. It actually works in most cases. You know,
now what are you doing down in Palm Beach to prepare for this, Adam?
Well, I actually live in Sebastian right now. I'm on my way to work going to Palm Beach. But board up the windows. I know, like you say, boarding up, it 2x4 can fly through 3/4 plywood. But at least if you know, rocks, coconuts, stuff that you don't want your windows to break, you know, create pressure inside the house. So I don't have the hurricane shutters, but I put, plywood over my windows. Yeah. Hope for the best.
And do you get new plywood every time, or do you just, I mean, how often are you having to put plywood? I've never lived in Florida, so do you just keep a whole bunch of plywood out in the garage, and you go, time to put the plywood back
on? Yeah, yeah. Most of my windows are 3 foot wide and 4 foot tall, so I actually got lucky, and I had chopped up an old boat, so I got this fiberglass-coated plywood that's real thick. And I've been screwing that over my windows the last couple of years. I moved in with a lady friend, a girlfriend. You know, she had a house, so I made my own shutters.
But why wouldn't you leave?
What do you mean, why wouldn't he leave? Because it's nice. The weather's fantastic. The rest of the time, the other time you're not getting blown away by a hurricane, it's beautiful.
No, right now in Florida, I mean.
You can still board up your house and then leave.
Wait, are you going to leave, honey?
No, you go to North Carolina, and then when the thing turns, that's like the catcher's mitt for hurricanes. You end up getting hit anyway. You know, so, yeah, I don't.
Look, I think I would ride it out, too, just like him. I think I would ride this out. I would probably...
It's the best natural disaster, I think, because you got plenty of warning. You know, earthquakes pop up on you, tornadoes spring up, hurricane, sure. At least you got a week warning.
Right, you get to prepare yourself. Yeah, but that water, if you get yourself with, you have fresh water, you should be all right. As long as you're not in a building that collapses for whatever reason, you should be fine.
You got no money. At least clean the bathtub and fill it with water. You got plenty of water. Yeah.
All right. Well, Adam, stay safe. Thank you.
One of the guys at our affiliates down in West Palm, Luke, who you guys have met, I have not met. He's one of the producers for one of the shows down there. He's going to ride it out. And he's going to ride it out at the radio station. I checked in with him yesterday.
Oh, forget that. I tell iHeart to piss off.
Stay there, douche, you mean?
Yeah, he said he's going to stay at the station. He's going to ride it out.
That's nuts.
I think you...
Well, what are you... Yeah.
And I said, you know, I would do the same thing if I didn't have a kid. I would absolutely do the same thing. Okay, you would too, Rover.
Sure thing.
Okay. No, you wouldn't. Risk going into work, why would I do that?
No. You're already at the station.
No, I'm going home.
Go to your house.
Yeah, I ride it out of my house because that's all I care about. What with the radio station? I don't care what happens to the radio station. They could be blown away.
You'd be live.
What do I care?
You'd be broadcasting.
No.
You'd be the first one to run out of here for hurricane hit.
No, yes, because of my kid. I would be already in the car.
Broadcast live. You guys are nuts.
Oh, we'd be heroes, man.
I'd be out of here. Heroes. I don't want to be a hero. No. I want to have my house.
No.
You know?
The Love
Doctors. Isn't the radio station on one floor or two there?
Is it?
Yeah.
So if any
on the
water
floor.
Comes in there.
Yeah, but they're not real close to the
coast
or anything.
The radio
station. I mean, they're not like...
Like on a beach?
Yeah.
So you don't think they're going to get impacted? I mean, what are they, 5 miles off the beach? You don't think that...
I don't know, but...
Texas, it was coming pretty far in.
Yeah.
But the Texas was also different because it just sat there for 2 days. You know, most of the time, a hurricane just blows right over you over a matter of
10
hours.
Houston is the same as Katrina. It's that same after effect, the flooding that kept.
Because it sat there. If it would have just blown over in 12 hours, they wouldn't have had that. Wouldn't have had that issue. Ryan in Palm Beach here on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, Rover?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm born and raised down here. Been through every hurricane since Andrew. Actually, my house got flattened in Homestead and Andrew. And since 1992, when Andrew came through, all the building codes changed. I mean, Andrew changed everything. But mainly the reason I called was plywood does definitely do something. You know, like the guy said, if a 4x4 post comes at your house at 150 miles an hour, it's going through plywood. But the chances of that happen are usually pretty slim. You know, you want to stop coconuts, your neighbor that chopped his trees down and didn't have time for the trash to pick them up, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But if you are looking for a place in Florida, I know the way to go. In construction, I actually live in a condo. You know, the ceilings are concrete, the floors are concrete, and the walls are concrete.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere. So, I mean,
I'm staying here. I'm right in the eye of... The eye's probably going to go right over my house.
Now, do you, when you live in this condo, do you just look outside at the weather until it gets so bad that you have to I don't know if you have hurricane shutters or not, but
shutters. And then that's another thing, especially after like the 04 season where we got like 4 hurricanes in 1 year. It's mandatory now. Like any new construction comes with shutters when you buy it.
Yeah.
And if it's a big condo, most likely they might have roll-ups. If it's on the beach, it's definitely going to have roll-ups almost 100%. Mine has panels. But usually what I do is wait until the winds get... There's a track system. I actually live on the third floor, so I actually feed them into a track and then overlap them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't want to be doing that when there's 50 miles
an hour. No, they'll fly right away out of your hand.
Exactly.
They'll decapitate someone.
Exactly. So usually I wait till it gets kind of crappy and then I put them up.
Don't you still want to see outside, though? You drill a hole?
Of course. Yeah, I drilled a hole in mine so I could watch.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I mean, the curiosity that you... I mean, I wouldn't be able to sit... I'd want to see this. I mean, I've never been through a hurricane. I've been through earthquakes when I grew up part of my childhood in Southern California. I've been through numerous big earthquakes, but never a hurricane. Some of the video I saw, like you hear a hurricane, you go, just a big-ass storm. Some of the stuff I saw was insane from St. Martin and other places.
You know, it's pretty wild, and especially growing up in South Florida, you know, you have the whole Florida man effect, which usually it's not us Floridians, because there's not many of us that are true blue born down here. It's usually everybody from every other state, and they come down here and then
do something stupid.
Because they haven't been through a hurricane.
They're out there kite surfing.
I'm watching people getting, you know, hundreds of gallons of gas, you know, 13 cases of water, you know, and you're like, why do you need 13 cases of water? You don't need that much water, you know, and that's kind of what happens and creates all the pandemonium at the stores.
And this is what I've been saying the past couple of days, and no one wants to listen to me. I said, if the prices,
just limit
if
the
you
water.
Allow, if you allow the price gouging, it factors that in. No, people don't buy 13 cases of water when they cost $50. You only need one.
Just make it one per person.
All right. Ryan, good luck. We wish you luck. Thank you, my man. And I'm going to be paying attention to this all weekend long. Am I an idiot? Like, I almost want to go there.
Go.
Know, doesn't that sound stupid? No, the bus. Too much money. That had to get blown away.
Swept away, man.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
At least be on the news, though, all sideways. Going
take
down
your car. We'll take the big red Jeep of yours. Head down
that
there.
Won't last either.
Or your scooter.
Yeah, but is it a real loss if we have to write that off and
no.
It got swept away? I mean,
no, not at all. The caller from the other day, that Brock guy who's down there,
yeah.
He sent some photos in if you want to show him after the break of what it looks down there.
All right, he's in Puerto Rico, I think.
Yeah,
I think
is that
where he was. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let me take a break. Hey, there's something else I want to tell you about, too. I'll explain it to you when I come back. Let me take a break, and we'll be right back after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Morning Glory supports a climate's right to choose. Gay warming, bans on assault marriage, and background checks for women's rights.
Where's the outrage over that?
Now back to the show.
I do have a question about something that I was doing a live read for a while back, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. You know, the place Universal Windows Direct, they had a thing in July, and I think I'm getting it correct, but they had a promotion saying, hey, if you get a project, whatever your project is, if you buy this and then the Indians win 15 games in a row the rest of the season, your entire project is free. Now, at the time, you go, what are the odds of that?
Right.
And even in the thing, they go, well, they won 14 last year. But that was a record. Okay? It hadn't been done before. So you go, what are the odds that they could possibly do that this season? You know, it's a nice sort of gimmick, I suppose you could say.
Great gimmick.
But what are the odds that it's going to pay off?
0%.
Well, here we are, and the Indians have won 14 in a row.
Again.
If they win one more game, when's the next game? Tonight? Is that when they play? I don't even know.
I think it might be tomorrow. I don't know. We don't have the schedule. Tell us the schedule, Dougie.
It's tonight they're playing, you dumbass.
You're sure about that?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, they got the
tonight.
White Sox.
All right,
White Sox at 8 o'clock tonight.
If they win that, I don't know if this place has to give out all these free prizes. We'll find out in just a moment.
They have their best pitcher, Cy Young candidate Corey Kluber on the mound.
Oh, wow.
The Indians do. Against the bottom-dwelling White Sox.
Let's see what happens. I want to find out if they're going to... you know, how do they do this? Are they going to pay all these off? They have insurance that pays off? We're going to get to the bottom of all of this with the guys who owned Universal Windows Direct. I actually said, I go, get these guys in. Are they going to make good on this?
Oh, you have to.
And how many? Is it? Did they limit it? Is it only like 3 people that got this? Is it 100 people? Is it? I mean, I have no idea. We'll find all of that out. What were you going to show me, Dieter?
Oh, a fan, he's been calling into the show, Brock.
Yeah.
And he's down in, I think, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
He's been updating us before the hurricane hit and now kind of after. Just updating us what it looks like
right
down there.
So and Puerto Rico got hit. Not a direct hit. They were about 20 miles or 30 miles from the eye of the storm, which seems like, oh, that's not that big because the storm is, I mean, that's a direct hit. That's... The storm is hundreds of miles wide. You go, what's 20 miles? But apparently, I was watching on the news, 25 miles makes a world of difference. If the eye goes right over you, you're getting the strongest winds very close to that eye. And the further away from the eye you are, the better it is for you. So they got hit, but not a direct hit like some of those other little tiny islands, St. Martin and whatnot, got.
Six dead in St. Martin.
All right, so this guy is in Puerto Rico. He was just there on vacation, him and his girlfriend. He called up, and he's like, we can't even get a flight back. We're going to ride this sucker out,
no,
bitches.
He had an option for $1,000.
Oh, yeah, it's $1,000. He goes, I'm not paying $1,000. I go, all right, you might be living in Puerto Rico for the next month, but what has he sent? What does he have for
us? Smith's got some, just the latest pics of how it's looking. So it hasn't directly, it's just getting darker there.
Yeah. When did he send these pictures?
Yesterday.
Okay. Because I think they got hit last night. So does he see sent updated pictures?
There's a cemetery right by him.
Oh, and all those bodies are above ground, it looks like.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, there's
going to
be no bodies.
I've been to this place, actually, before. This is...
a cemetery?
Mm-hmm. It's right there by... They have a big-ass fort, which you see in the background, which was built in whenever. I don't know. Yeah, I've been to this place. Yeah, this is crazy. So, but nothing's going on in these photos, Dieter. I was expecting destruction.
Well, he sent me an email and said...
The video one?
Well, I didn't even watch the video one. It just says, it was weak. We were out and walking around by 9:35 p.m.
I just sent the video daily, if you want to watch it.
Yeah, then he has the video. He's just updating us.
Okay.
I think the video shows a little bit more.
What's it called? Oh, Puerto Rico Hurricane?
That's it.
All right, here he... He took this video, I guess?
Yeah.
All right. This is a hurricane? This is nothing.
Well, it didn't hit yet.
No, I think this is the middle of the hurricane.
This is in the email. It says it was weak, and it was 9:35, and he's like, oh, that's it. I think
yeah, he's just walking around. He's probably like, what's the big deal? Hurricane my ass.
Well, it's a cop car right there.
Okay.
Oh, well, there's some danger.
You could be swimming out there in that.
Oh,
look at
yeah,
that. That's
right.
Nothing.
Look at that wave.
Ah, surf that. All right. Well, so they didn't. All right, that's good for them. Maybe if this is the thing with Florida, maybe if this goes a little bit, you know, turns a little bit early or whatever, maybe they won't get hit as bad.
Do you think the weathermen that get sent down in the middle of it enjoy that? Or
absolutely, there's no question in my mind that news people love natural disasters. They love. When bad things happen,
no, but
they'll say that they don't, but they do.
But look at Michael Strahan; he didn't come back for it. He's like, I'm on
vacation.
Lester Holt.
Well, Michael Strahan's not a weather guy either.
Okay, you're talking about like Al Roker,
and he's not a reporter.
Okay, what about Lester Holt? He likes to stand in a puddle of water reporting for the nightly news.
No, I'm saying like these guys are trying to these reporters. They're trying to get their
get
big
a name
break.
For themselves.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, they love it. They can't get enough of that.
Al Roker said the funniest thing. You know the little spaghetti lines of the hurricane coming in? He's calling it like spaghetti. I know, dude, you know what I'm talking about.
Going the possible tracks.
Yeah.
Because there's so many computer model variations that it looks like a bunch of spaghetti.
The other day, Al Roker goes, it's going to hit like a maxi pad up the East Coast.
A maxi pad?
Maxi pad? Because all the spaghetti lines were kind of together in like a block shape. And he goes, oh, it's going to be like a maxi pad. I was like, what? Where'd you get
that's
that?
That's bizarre.
Yeah, he said it.
Huh. All right. Well, it looks like they didn't get hit at all. And I mean, I'm sure they did maybe in some parts of Puerto Rico, but, and I'm trying to remember is this guy's in San Juan. I want to say that's on the northwest or north part of Puerto Rico, which would be on the side of the hurricane, one would think. I think. I don't know. I'm not great at geography, but. All right. Let me bring in the guys from Universal Windows Direct because I'm very curious about this. A lot of people have emailed me. They go, are they going to really make good on this? So they're going to come in. I don't know the answer to that. And
you want the advertising guy, too? He's trying to get in here. Todd?
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, he's I got to come
definitely.
In, too. Oh.
Keep him out.
Sorry, Todd.
Todd used to work with us. He was a sales guy at the radio station. And Dieter loves telling the story.
Oh, no, don't, Robert. Every time he goes, every time I see you, you tell the same story.
Which what story?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dieter likes to hear it. Dieter likes to tell that story.
Tell it. He gets like, oh, here he comes. No, we're good, dude. Stay out there.
I think I know the story.
Yeah, well, we were out as a Ultimate Guys Night Out one night, and he got ripped. And
then he ripped his entire shirt off.
Shirt off. I think he fought a guy, I think. Oh. I can't remember. But yeah. And he hates when we tell that story.
Yeah.
Because here he is with his clients trying to, you know, I know what I'm talking about. These clients of his have not seen him when he's like puking at a strip club with his shirt off.
Passed out, fetal position.
Anyways, Bill and Mike from Universal Windows Direct are here. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Awesome.
All right. So you guys did this promotion. I think it was in July, right? Where you said if you get a project from us, and you guys do more than just Windows, but that's what you're known for, obviously.
Right.
Windows is right there in the name. But you said if you get this and the Indians win 15 games in a row the rest of the season, your whole project is on us. Mm-hmm. Is that everyone? Do you have to sign up specifically? Is it limited to like 5 people? How does this all work?
Well, it was for the entire month of July, so it worked out to be about 225 customers.
225 customers. That's a lot.
Close to $2 million in business.
Holy smokes.
Wow. Yep. So, yeah, we're relatively on the hook. The insurance company is, so we're covered.
So what you guys did, I'm guessing, is you went to an insurance company and you said, we want to give out, you know, free projects to everyone. So it's $2 million is what the
close
total
to
amount?
$2 million.
Be about,
it's like
okay,
$1.7 million.
All right, so $2 million, just round
right.
up, we'll say. So you do $2 million of work and you say, we want to do this. If they win 15 games in a row, you guys have to pay out $2 million to...
Right.
Essentially to you guys. You wouldn't pay it to the, I don't know. Does it go to the customer? Does it go to, I don't know how it works. But regardless, they pay out $2 million. And the insurance company takes a look at it. They must run it through some sort of computer model or some sort of analysis to give a risk assessment of this.
Correct. This is what this company does for a living.
Okay.
They just, like, hole-in-ones, you know, half-court shots.
Win a Cadillac.
Right.
All of
like
those.
That.
These guys, right. Okay.
Right.
So... I think the Indians, the record was set by them. I think the most they'd ever won was 14, which was last year, 14
right.
in a row.
Right.
And so they probably looked at it, they go, that's not going to happen again. And now they've won, you're on the verge of hitting 15 in a row. They could do it tonight. They've won 14 in a row so far. Tonight will determine whether all your customers are going to get this work for free.
Correct.
How much did you have to pay for this insurance policy? I'm going to take a guess because it's not a lot. I'm guessing.
It's substantial.
I would
take a
say.
Guess. I'll tell you if you're high or low.
Under $10,000.
Oh, no.
Really?
Wait. Yeah, $2 million?
$25,000.
Well, I'm trying to think. I did something semi-similar. I went to. This was a long time ago.
We need a rover to pull this out of us, by the way.
Well, when Barry, when Bonds was trying to break the home run record, I went to all the games out there and I got an insurance company. I said, if I catch, and I got seats every night where I'm like right there in home run alley, if I catch his record breaking home run, we give out $1 million to a fan on
That's
the air.
A sweet promotion.
And, it only cost me like, I want to say like $5,000 for that. And the odds of it happening, I mean, I was kind of doing it in my head. I go, there are only in a baseball stadium, what, 45,000 people. Mm-hmm. But people, obviously, in the majority of the stands are not going to be able to catch a home run ball. So it's only in the outfield right there. There's a possibility that the home run goes in San Francisco, goes over the wall into the water, completely out of the park. Then no one would get it. But I estimated it would be about a 1 in 16,000 chance of me being able to catch this. Mm-hmm. It didn't cost a lot of money. So it cost way more for you guys to do this.
Yeah, well, I think because they won 14 games last year and the team that they're assembling, you know, they've gotten better
right
through the years. But funny story, when we're in the office talking about this, I said the same thing. I go, you guys know what the chances of this happening is?
Zero,
right. So I have to tell this story. I actually considered not taking on all the risk. I actually, because
I've got to hit the dump button. That's all right.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I said, for that money, I'll cover it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're like, you don't want to do that.
I had to talk him
out of
not
it.
Right. Carrying the like last half million.
So you're the smart businessman.
Like, right? What are you doing? I didn't want to be around him if you were on the hook for $500,000. He'd be unbearable.
Right. Right.
So I mean, what does it cost? $50,000 to get the policy? Higher than 50? You guys are kidding me.
Not over 100.
$75,000.
Yeah.
There you go.
$75,000.
Close enough.
You're kidding. That's an insane amount of money. That is, you're right. That's. Mm-hmm. I would take a look at it and go, that's a lot for an insurance policy for this.
Them winning 15 in a row?
Yeah, it's almost impossible.
Right.
The last time it was done in Major League Baseball was 100 years ago. It was 1917.
Was the last time someone won? I know that the all-time record, I want to say, is like 24 or something, or 26 games.
26, I think. And we're that was like back-to-back seasons, though, 14-plus right. wins. It's been 100
oh,
years.
Oh, I right. see. Right, 100
right,
years.
Right.
So the odds are very, very small of anyone doing that. All right. So you got about 200-some customers, you said, that did projects. And have they been calling you guys? Have you heard any feedback? What's the dollar amount that people, small project, what's the biggest project that someone has done?
We have a $30,000 project on the books right now, and they qualify.
Yeah, some of them are as small as $2,500.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, one door, sliding glass door.
Yeah.
So there's a range.
Yeah. So someone could get, I mean, $2,500, $2,500. It's $2,500 right. bucks you yeah. don't have to pay if yeah. this indeed pays off. That's a lot of money for someone.
When it first happened, we actually got a lot of backlash. Like, this will never happen. This is the dumbest promotion ever. Yeah. You know, why would I buy windows in July? I'll just wait till the fall or something like that. And now Twitter's blowing up like, I should have taken advantage.
Should have done it, right. Because some guy, you have a $30,000 order mm-hmm. that a guy did. He could get all that $30,000 absolutely free if they win tonight.
Can you imagine him watching that game tonight?
Oh, dude, he's going to be on pins and needles, right? On the edge of his seat.
Well, speaking of that, we're actually going to have a watch party for all the customers at Jacobs Field.
Oh, you are?
Or Progressive Field, yeah.
All right, where are they? So they're not playing here in town. They're playing in Chicago. I guess they're playing the White Sox tonight. Yep. So you guys are going to have a watch party there, and everyone who potentially is there, they're going to have Wow. So you guys got to be loving this because it costs you a lot of money to do at the time, mm-hmm. and someone must have been saying this is going to cost us $75,000. Are we really going to get our money's worth out of this?
Right.
It is. I mean, it's a gimmick. It's mm-hmm. a gimmick to an advertising gimmick. And to get people to come in and buy. But you figure, look at your advertising guy. He's like, yeah. No, it's not a gimmick. It's a gimmick, you douche. It's a gimmick. Like, come on, they can admit it. Even these guys admit it. It's a gimmick.
The publicity, though, we couldn't have bought this kind of publicity.
Right, like, but even, right. let's say there's a business decision to be made. It's paying off now, and it will pay off if they win tonight. You'll get tons of free publicity out of it. But if they had never even come close to winning 15 games, you guys are just out $75,000.
Yeah.
And is it worth it? I mean,
no.
maybe you did a little extra business. Maybe does it even enough extra business to cover that $75,000?
This was best case scenario.
Yeah.
And this is why in the beginning I voted no against it, because Yeah, the gamble was definitely on us in the beginning, and now it's flipped to the insurance company. So
whose idea was it?
It was our president, Chad Howman.
Okay.
He came up with it. We call him the Forrest Gump of home improvement.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because he's just like...
He just threw out the idea, and I'm just like, that's 15
games
in a row.
And he's right place, right time.
Well, it's
and
our 15-year anniversary.
Ah,
that's why
okay.
I threw it out.
Gotcha. All right. Well, this is going to be exciting for you guys to see if...
Kluber's on the mound tonight, so it's pretty much a done deal. Against the worst team in baseball.
Yeah, don't get too cocky.
Do you think the insurance company could actually like fix the game?
You know, I wouldn't put anything past an insurance company. You know, you never know. Pay someone off. We'll pay you $1 million to throw the game, and then they save $1 million net. Anything's possible, Nads. You never know.
So I think what happens, though, Rover, is that insurance company actually gets a policy, too.
Yeah, they probably bundle all the crap that they do together, all their hole-in-one stuff, all their crap.
And then another insurance company picks that up.
Exactly.
And then it goes down the line and down the line until less risk is taken.
Right. Do you guys wish you, because you guys do roofing too, do you wish you were in Florida right now? Because everyone's going to need their roofs replaced here shortly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bad thing, but when bad weather comes through, it's actually good for you guys.
It is, but you never want something like that to happen. It's just it's a horrible scenario, and you don't wish that on anybody.
How'd you guys end up in the window business of all things?
At Ohio State, I needed beer money, rent money, so I took a job knocking on doors.
Selling windows?
Well, actually, I was just a lead generator. I would get the appointment, and then we'd send a sales rep back. So.
Mm-hmm. That's how you got into it. You didn't know diddly squat about windows or anything at the time.
I didn't even know what they were selling. I was just setting appointments, basically.
Yeah, and that got you into the business.
Yep.
And then what led you to decide to start your own business?
Well, a couple guys left. I'd been at school for about 6 years. I'd gone to 4 different colleges.
6 years. This guy was a real grade A student here.
Yeah, doctor.
His parents were very proud.
Like Van Wilder.
Yeah, yeah. So these guys left Ohio State. They said, come with us. We're going to start a home improvement company back home. And I left, went with them. We were doing so well that I went to Mike's house one day. I'm like, dude, I'm doing really well. I showed him what I was doing. He's like, that's all you're doing? That's it? And you're making what? And, you know, we were doing well, and I brought Mike in, and then one thing led to another, and we're both entrepreneurs, so we decided to do our own thing because we didn't like the company we worked for, how they treated the customer, how they treated the employee, so we said we're going to do this ourselves. That was in 2002.
And it's been, a pretty big success, my understanding, of the place.
Yeah, one of the things we decided when we first started the business is we wanted to focus on the customer and really treat them right, give them a special home improvement project, give them the red carpet treatment. And I think that's why we're so successful is because
I have to be honest with you, because the window places, you guys and your competition,
dog eat dog, right?
Advertise like crazy.
How many
windows are being replaced in town? I mean, I've had a home. I don't know how long I've had my home, over 10 years. I've never replaced one window. How much business is there for these companies?
Well, the builders, when they build a home, they don't put in the greatest window.
They put in the cheapest stuff, basically.
And it lasts for 3 or 4 years, and then the seal fails, and it'll never end. It'll never end.
So you guys have an endless supply of business, essentially. You guys could, you guys should be in cahoots with the builders and go sell the cheapest crap, because then they'll have to come in and rebuy stuff a few years later.
Right. But we're constantly replacing windows on 3 or 4 year old homes.
That's amazing to me. I mean, I don't know. I guess I would have no idea. But I hear these window companies, they advertise like crazy. I go, there must be a lot of business going into this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you guys have a rivalry with, like, the other Windows places? Like, if you guys see each other out?
Maybe.
Universal Windows Direct versus Windows Nation or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about them, but if you see them out, do you, like, is it a fist fight kind of thing?
It's going to be a rumble. No.
I'm being serious. Is it cordial relationship?
We have a healthy mutual respect because we both go through the same thing. We're about the same age, and, you know, it's just one of those, it's a healthy rivalry, I'd say. Like,
yeah,
is the goal to put one or the other out of business?
Isn't that always the goal?
I don't know. Is it? I mean, I guess. I don't know. So you would like to put them out of business, essentially, if you could.
Well, what about your competition?
I want to kill all of them.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, so they all suck. In fact, the company, it drives the company crazy because I consider everyone my competition. I don't care if it's a guy in the radio station next door to me. I go, that guy sucks. He blows. And it drives these guys crazy. They go, no, we're all one big family. And
no,
you're
not
saying that guy sucks, and we want to get business. We want companies to buy. I go, yeah, but as soon as my ratings go down, it's not one big family anymore. They go, Rover, you're out of here. Well, you suck. We're not paying you anymore. So that's the attitude I have.
It's the right approach, in my opinion.
You could burn their building down if you wanted to. That would really put them out of business. All right.
Alex is actually burnt down in what city is that? Eastlake?
Yeah, Northeast. Yeah.
Oh, the Northeast Factory Direct guy, right? Yeah,
yeah, we went to high school with him.
Oh, you did?
We're all in the same graduating class.
Yeah,
I had no idea about that.
Yeah,
you guys. I don't know if the story is true, but they give you these bullet points. Bill and Mike, two best friends since second grade or whatever. Is that actually true, or is this made up?
Yeah, we played on the Patriots T-ball team together.
And you still get along. You still like each other.
Oh, we love each other. See the distance? No.
Are you guys married? Do you have families now or what?
Yeah, I'm married with three children and live in Hinckley and doing well.
You're married too?
Yeah, I live in Sugar Falls. My wife, Addie, we've been married 14 years.
And so you guys both after, because sometimes friends, once they get married, they got their own thing going on. They don't hang out anymore. They don't like each other anymore. Whatever, things change, but you guys still get along.
We're both doing well.
It's the biggest business dispute you guys have ever had.
I don't think we've ever had one.
Never.
Business?
Asheville, Mike.
Asheville. maybe getting on the road or something.
Yeah, I mean,
have you guys ever fought?
Twice.
Yeah,
twice.
Like an actual fist fight?
No.
Like nose to nose, ready to go.
Over what?
Business, probably.
But yeah, it was like the year end. It was
it's stress.
It was, yeah, December in our business is like, it's so stressful. It's
hard. Can't believe
why?
Rover's
why?
Is
this,
he's this, the best.
I feel like, what is this, a shrink's couch right now? What are you, a business counselor?
Why is December so stressful for a window company?
Just business tends to slow.
You trying to make your number for the year or whatever?
Well, no, the year's good, and then December slows down, and then you get...
Because no one wants to do it. I mean, it's
you're
a holiday.
You're fighting Santa Claus.
You're fighting Santa Claus, right. And the tax, you got a tax bill coming.
Sure.
Got to pay Uncle
Sam. Who do you think would win in a fist fight?
Him, he's bigger.
Well, no,
right?
Ask them. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Yeah, all right. Who?
Well, let's do it.
Let's you guys want to? Yeah. That's some free publicity. Screw this whole 15 games thing.
Put those giant gloves on.
Naked fist fight with the Universal Windows Direct guys. That's people will watch that.
I will say this, and I know this is Rover's show, and a fist fight would be great. But we both know when we first started the business, fighting is not going to make the business successful. Mm. You know what I mean? So we do our best at trying to make sure that we get along and keep moving forward.
What are you looking at, Dougie?
Dougie's... And this love fest. Give me a break. Like, I love Rover. I've been with 17 years.
I fight
years.
With this bitch every single day.
And do you guys ever have jealousy? Are you 50-50 split? Like,
yep.
You are? Oh, see, Rover, that's what we should do, 50-50 split.
You know, I do all the work, though. These guys probably do an equal amount of work.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we both have our different strengths, so, like, we focus on different parts of the business, so it works. It's one of those things where... he has his strengths and I have mine, and they happen to be different parts of the business, so it works.
Yeah. It does.
It's like a good partnership.
How many employees do you guys have?
A lot.
Over 100.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so, 100 people depend on you guys for their livelihoods. They're depending on a guy who took 18 years to graduate from college.
I didn't even graduate.
They depend on this guy for their livelihood.
I keep my Ohio State transcript on my wall, though, as a badge of honor.
Is that stressful as a business owner? Because, you really do have people. I don't pay the salaries of the people here on the show, other than one guy. But
that's nice.
It's great. But it's got to be stressful in order to... When you guys first started out, did you guys make money right off the bat, or was it tough?
For 18 months, we made $600 a month. Yeah, we could have taken more, but... We knew to invest in the business.
Yeah, we've put a lot back into the brand and rebranding with the advertising and the partners and whatnot. So we've been pretty smart about reinvesting in Universal as a company.
And you guys actually did a deal with you guys must have done a deal with the Indians, I assume, right?
Yeah.
This year. That can't be cheap.
Oh, it was not. But they've been a great partner.
So, you guys do put a lot of money back into the business, obviously.
I mean, people have to know you're out there. At any given time, people are only paying attention to what they're in the market for. So if they're hearing a car commercial and they're not in the market for cars, they're not hearing it. It's just noise.
No, that is true. You know, the people who want to advertise on the sometimes, and the sales department's going to kill me, but sometimes they'll come and they'll go, oh, we got this client. They want to spend like $2,000. I go, $2,000?
Save it.
I go, you got to. The thing with radio, it's very effective, but it's got to be the things that are successful are the ones like the limo company that we've had for so long, Theater Safe and Reliable. Like, you don't need a limo company today. 99.9% of the audience does not need a limo company or a window company today. They don't need it. But when they do, you got to be the person that they're going to call. They've got to know that.
Out, yeah.
That's right. And
Robert, we've
you do not see
years.
Instant success. You yeah. just don't see it. No. It takes a while, and it's I mean, I guess you guys probably know that. Just
do you like
experience.
Doing those commercials?
No, absolutely not. Of course not. I'm just
you're
being
like
honest.
Space we can't tell in your voice at all.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't mind it. It's not. No. It has nothing against you guys or anyone else. If you guys see, you guys are. Mm-hmm. I'm getting stuff out of you. Let me be honest for a moment. Right. The thing that they're going to really kill me now.
You're pissing me off right now.
The thing that the what they've told me, they go, look, these live reads are three times more effective, supposedly. When you do a commercial for a company, Rover, they get three times more business than if it's just a regular commercial. I go, all right, fine. I'll accept that at face value. That may be true. I don't know. They know more about that than I do. The issue that I have is then I'm doing three freaking reads a break. I go, eventually it's going to stop being effective because every commercial is me.
Right.
Or Dieter, or Doogie, or me again. It's so that's what I told them, and I don't know what do I know. I'm just some dumb morning guy. I go, if it's so effective, charge more and do one. That's it, and then it keeps its. In fact, why don't you guys just whatever you're paying now, pay double, and you'll be the only one that I do. How about that? We'll make the deal right now on the air. There you go.
You guys are too expensive.
Done deal. It's a lot, hell of a lot cheaper than what you guys. We're cheaper than the Indians, trust me, and your insurance and all that. So, well, listen, I would tell you guys good luck, but you really have nothing to do with it. But it's great for you guys. And the reason I brought you in because I think this is it's just fascinating that these people, all of your customers. This is a big deal for someone to get $5,000 bucks or $10,000 bucks paid for a home improvement project.
Think about that customer that works their butt off, you know,
right?
Trying to make ends meet, getting a $30,000 home improvement project.
Right,
that's just so awesome.
Yeah,
we're rooting. We really want the people to get the stuff for free. That's not that. Why not?
Right.
Why not?
How are you going to top it next year?
We'll come up with something.
16 in a row? Yeah.
Browns go
2 in a row.
Yeah. You don't have much of a risk there.
That insurance policy is like $20.
All right.
Thanks for having
Bill
us
and Mike from Universal Windows Direct, thank you guys. Good luck. And good luck to all of these customers who are hoping that you guys that the Indians pull through tonight. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We'll tell you everything that's coming up on the aftermath on RMG Plus right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
You might be fat, but look at the bright side. It makes you harder to kidnap.
Just forget it.
Yep, you'll get hours of positivity listening to Rover's Morning Glory.
Tell you what's coming up on the aftermath on RMG Plus in just a couple of minutes. Tom, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
I have a contest for you.
Yeah?
You can give away something if Nad shows up for more than 2 days in a row.
What's the insurance policy on that?
50 cents?
Yeah. Wow. All right. All right, Tom. Thank you. Not a bad idea.
pitch that to the owners.
I think Nads will be back on the show tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, I'm all good now.
All right.
What a hassle.
What happened? You had to get clearance from your doctor to come back to work?
Yeah, so after... I thought the medical leave when he wrote the initial letter with the 2 weeks would suffice because I was gone for more than 2 weeks and I didn't get any communication from the company that wouldn't be that'd be fine. Like I was told when to come back after Labor Day. Come back after Labor Day. Ballrag calls me after work and he's like, you can't come into work tomorrow. And then tracking my doctor down, who goes every single place all over the area, was a total bitch. And then so just getting him to sign a release to get me back to work was a total hassle. So, but I'm good to go. Approval. So I'm here,
approved.
Baby.
He's 100% approved.
And your mom's okay? Have you checked in with her today?
I haven't checked in. I've checked in with her 3 times yesterday. She waited an hour and a half in line for gasoline.
And she's in Florida. She moved to Florida.
She's in... it's a city called the Villages, which is north of Orlando, I believe.
Villages, the Villages, Florida?
Yes.
That's where she lives?
Yes, that's what it's called.
The Villages. Oh, I've seen commercials for this. Isn't this just nothing but old people?
Playing pickleball.
Yeah.
Play pickleball, whatever that is.
I don't know what that is, but I've seen it like a... Because I get home during the day, and no one but old people, and I mean, that's pretty much it. It's catheter commercials, and you see commercials. The Villages.
Yep. And everybody drives golf carts. Dude, I don't think there's a regular car.
Your mom
car
lives there?
Look, yeah, they live right on a golf course. So it's like, I don't know if it's the young hip part, but I don't know. I haven't been down there.
I don't think there is. Here's the dance that they throw.
Like, oh, this that's sweet.
Yeah, if you're 75 years
insane. Old.
This
is insane. How old is your mother?
Mid-50s.
So she's
oh my Lord.
Dead center of the state and above.
But she's already met.
She should be all right.
Yeah, I think so too. I thought that this would be a good weekend for her to come home.
Yeah, she needs to leave.
Well, we were talking on the show on Tuesday. Remember when I was said she just like would move people into our house all the time? And there was that old lady that was our neighbor.
Yeah.
She died that day. That lady.
Oh.
I got a call after the show.
And she goes, you moved her in and she died that day in your house?
No. So she moved to what we were telling, my mom moved my aunt in before she died. She moved her mom in before she died. She moved her dad in, who's not doing too well. And she also moved this woman that she used to work with that was our neighbor because like she had no family. So that woman lived with my parents for a while before she went to a nursing home. It was the first time I ever brought her up on the show. Her name was Bernice. I get a call after the show that said Bernice just had a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Like, I mentioned her name, and she has a heart attack and died.
Yesterday?
No, Tuesday. When I said her name.
Tuesday, right. She died that day?
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
Oh, my God. He's bad luck.
So I think my mom is in, I mean, she's obviously not surrounded by or anywhere near the coast.
But still.
I think she's underestimating
the power of this hurricane.
It could knock out power and all that.
Of course.
Well, they have underground power. Like, their power lines run underground, which she's, like, very confident about. But it obviously goes through a transformer that's above ground. So it's got to come from somewhere. And then I think she's underestimating rainfall. Because she's like, there's no water around here. It can't flood. I mean, if the rain comes that hard and that fast, it can flood anywhere.
Well, I just saw that SpaceX launched a rocket today from Cape Canaveral, Florida, and the guy said, "Yeah, we did it. You know, they did it ahead of this hurricane coming, and they launched something into space for the Air Force." And they said, "Yeah, you would never know a hurricane's coming. It's sunny, it's warm, it's a beautiful day today, on Thursday morning. Can you imagine in ancient times?" You'd have no idea that this hurricane was
coming. I was just
thinking
about that yesterday. If it's the 1700s and you're just like sitting around on the beach
with your wagon.
Yeah, whatever. And then you just see a storm.
Your wagon.
Seriously.
Honey, grab me a something. What do they even drink back then? Out of the wagon.
Grab me a sarsaparilla. And then you see this cloud come in. And you're like, what is this? There's a storm. And then it like it destroys you. I mean, you have to think their houses aren't built for anything.
No. That's why they came up with religion.
I know.
That's exactly why. They go, we have to have some explanation for why our villages got blown away.
Well, they had no electricity back then, right? Didn't Little House on the Prairie have that like little kerosene lamp?
Yeah, obviously no electricity.
Yeah, so they're fine. They'd be more used to it back then.
They're fine, but you have to think their
houses. They have no shelter, you idiot.
Don't they have tornado shelters? Didn't they have that back then?
They stick a hole in the ground and you sit in it.
Yeah.
No.
But their shacks are just made of logs. They kind of glued together with mulch or whatever, and that's it.
With
and
sap.
Yeah, they, mulch. That's whatever, sap and mulch, and they glued that together and make a cabin. I mean, you blow on it, that thing falls over. Could you imagine a hurricane just blasting through you? You have no idea why, and then you're drowning.
A pueblo?
Yeah, pueblo.
Sure. Pueblo?
What's a pueblo?
A teepee?
Paul, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, I wanted to just call about the Villages real quick.
Yeah.
They have a reputation that I didn't know about until my aunt retired down there. They're like a huge swingers retirement community.
Of course. I mean, you're old and you're really? About to die. Might as well just start doing everything.
Yeah, they have
everything.
Parties.
And everyone.
They have parties where they rotate a flag to a different location every night, and everyone shows up at that location.
Are your parents swingers, Ned?
Did I say my mom lived in the Villages? I meant Ocala, Florida. That's where she is.
What's that?
No, it's a town just north of
okay.
it.
Okay, no.
No, she's in the Villages. I don't think they're swingers.
Here's a commercial for the Villages.
It's just a song, basically. But...
Sunshine and golf galore. I see this commercial all the time, and it's filmed in 1988.
They look so happy, though. Line dancing.
Did she see this, and that's why she went?
I have no idea.
I mean,
can't wait
to
go.
It's advertised here. I've never seen this.
You've never seen this?
No.
They have it, and it ends the Villages, right?
I think so. Everybody just drives around a golf cart.
That's great.
Dancing out in the square.
Grandkids visit.
Come on.
I like
everyone's so friendly.
It looks like the opening to a sitcom.
Welcome to the Villages. I'm Jennifer Parr.
Oh, it cuts off there. There's a half hour.
That's like an infomercial.
Oh, there's a half hour one I was watching earlier about pickleball.
So I'm going down there for Christmas. I'm looking forward to it.
That'll be fun.
Am I going to be the youngest person by 50 years?
Yes.
Bring some condoms.
Yes.
Some Astroglide.
All right. What do you guys have coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus?
We're going to recap the hookup. We'll talk about Dieter's super tight shirt. And we'll talk about Rover's totally normal gay dreams. All that and more coming up on the Aftermath.
All right. What do I have? Do I have stuff to give away here?
Cedar Point.
Dougie.
Yeah.
Cedar Point, caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I'll give you a pair of tickets to Cedar Point. They're closed this week in preparation of Halloweekends, which starts September 15th, but they're going to be open for one day, Sunday, September 10th. Just so you know that. That might be a good day to go. Free admission for active military, first responders, and grandparents. And all of their family members coming in with them get admission for just $19.99. Details at cedarpoint.com. But I'll give you a pair of tickets if you call her 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER. All right, that's it. We will be back live tomorrow morning. The Aftermath starts on RMG Plus in about 8 or 9 minutes. And if you're not a Plus subscriber, sign up right now at roverradio.com. That way you can watch or listen live there on the website or with your phone, with the Rover Radio app or the Apple TV app, whatever you want. Yes, Dougie.
Artie Lang will be calling into the show tomorrow at 8 a.m. And then you also have your straws. What are you doing? The soup straws? The butt?
Life straw.
Life straw. Drinking pee water or whatever. I don't know what.
Man, that's, I don't know if I trust that Life Straw thing.
Well, it's got to say on there what it does.
Well, I don't think it's going to say drink poop water or.
No, it's going to say you can drink waste. You can drink what you can and can't drink with it.
Can't wait.
Are you gonna, what are you going to bring in tomorrow, dude?
Yeah, do you guys know?
Full stomach. What do you think?
Oh.
Yeah. I'll be prepared. You guys better be.
Oh, God.
The last time Dieter did something, do you remember he brought Jenkum in?
Oh, God.
Oh, you want it brought, yeah, you want it brought in? Well, I was going to bring
Wait,
it in. Like, it's going to be inside.
Oh, I. However, you guys can discuss
yeah,
this
yeah.
amongst yourselves. But
I'm not doing that.
There was a story
again.
About Jenkum where kids were getting high on Jenkum, which was basically fermenting your own poop. The story turned out to be pretty much BS. Kids aren't really doing that. But Dieter did this, and you went in a. What'd you do? Number one and number two?
In like a supplement container, like a plastic jug I had
yeah.
that I twist on top. So I did number one, number two in there, twisted it, and I put it out in the sun for 3 days. on my back porch, on my back little
balcony.
Yeah, balcony. So
and
the
it
sun
was sealed, so there was no odor could get out.
No. And this was summertime.
Yeah.
So it was this 85 degrees for 3 days, right in this plastic jug. Never opened it, brought it in. And then the first time we opened it, we sat in somebody's car.
When he opened that, I was 20 feet away outside of the car.
You
with
almost
closed windows. A car with
almost
closed
puked.
Windows.
It was
you were outside puking? Think about us inside the car.
I'm telling you, this. Well, knowing Charlie, he probably cheated. He put something in his nose so he couldn't smell anything. Okay. That's how he normally does these
you
competitions.
You were 20 feet away from it. All right. I'll have live straws
worst
for everybody
smell,
tomorrow. So.
Worst smell I've ever experienced in my entire life. By far. Dead bodies don't smell like that.
No.
This was horrible.
I mean, it was cooking for 3 days. I don't know.
I can't imagine anyone would huff that to get high.
I got buzzed off of it.
Yeah, but why would you put yourself... Why would you do that instead of going and getting some weed?
It's free. That's why.
But it stinks.
And it's not illegal.
Like poop.
It's totally legal.
All right. Have a great day. We'll be back live tomorrow morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.